Brishus, Kol HaKahol, HaKadosh HaZeh. Before we begin, I would like to acknowledge and thank on behalf of all of us Dr. Aaron Mendel and his family for arranging, preparing this gathering so that we can be Mis'abel on the Churban Yerushalayim in a meaningful way. We acknowledge that an enormous amount of preparation, planning, thought, expense, coordination, logistics go into this program. Chazal say, Kol HaMisabel Al Yushalayim Zoyche V'roye B'Simchos. Anyone that is misabel in a proper way, the loss of the Churban, the Beis HaMikdash, Yushalayim will merit to see the Simcha of Yushalayim. Al Achas Kama V'Kama. To a person who enables other people to be misabel al Yerushalayim in a meaningful way. Dr. Mendel has dedicated this program to the memory of his parents, in addition to HaBachor Yeshayahu Doiv Eckstein, and may the Zuchus, may the merit of the learning and the Avelus that we express today be a zuchus for their neshamas, and may we mirtz Hashem see the geula b'mehera v'yameinu. I also want to thank Dr. Mendel for dedicating this particular segment of the program in memory of my parents, Rav Aaron ben Rav Mordechai, and my mother, Leah Sarah Bas Rav Shmuel David, zichronim levracha, Leah Mashalim. My father, for many years, would come to this program, would participate, and he spoke about it often and was very moved by the devotion, dedication of Dr. Mendel, that we come together as a community to be Misabel on the Churban Yerushalayim. We begin today with the first Kina for the day, Kina Vav. Kina Vav begins with the word Shavas. I can't help but take note that the word Shavas, which simply means it all came to an end. All the bracha, all the good of the Beis HaMikdash came to an end with the Churban. This word has the same letters as Shabbos. Shavas, Shabbos. And this particular year, this word is very meaningful. We know that this year Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. Today we are observing Tisha B'Av on the 10th day of Av. Tisha B'Av is a Nidcha. And when this type of year, this calendar falls out in this way, we have a very difficult halakhic dilemma. Because Mitzvah Shabbos we normally make Havdalah, but this year, being that it is the beginning of the Tainus, we are not able to make Havdalah in the normal way, being that we cannot drink from the Koyish Shel Havdalah. And the Rishonim discuss this dilemma, this question, what to do. And there are different options. Perhaps one option would be to make Havdalah without the Koyish Shel Bracha. The Koyish Shel Bracha was only established at a later point in time in Chazal. Another option would be to make Havdalah and to give the Koyish Shel Bracha to a child. But yet that's not the halacha. The halacha is we delay the recital of Havdalah until Motzoi Tisha B'Av. The question then is, how can we do malacha? How can we prepare? And we all know, we recite the words, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. However, the fact that we do not recite Havdalah, B'Shem Malchus, in the normal fashion, has a consequence. That means that the Kedusha of Shabbos lingers on for one more day. This Tisha B'Av, this Sunday, this morning, it is still, to some degree, there is a residual Kedusha of Shabbos that is with us. And thus, when we recite the Kinois, we are reciting Kinois on Shabbos Kodesh. And that presents a very big problem. Because we know that on Shabbos, we don't recite Kinois, we recite Zemirois. Zemirois Shabbos. Kinois and Zemirois, on the one hand, are extreme opposites, but on the other hand, they're very similar. They're both expressions of poetry. They both bring forth emotion. They're both filled. The piyutim that we recite on Shabbos and certainly the kinois are very esoteric, filled with great secrets. But each one has its own particular nigun. But the emotion is very different. And in fact, Chazal take note of the similarity, the connection and the difference between kinois and zimirois. Tehillim, it says, Mizmor le'osof, bohu goyim benachalosecha. Asaf sings a song. Mizmor le'osof, the goyim have entered into your inheritance. The Chazal asked the question, if the goyim have come into the Beis HaMikdash and have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, is this a call for a mizmor, for a song? This is a call for a kina, kina mi boyalei. And Chazal go on to answer and explain indeed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by destroying the Beis HaMikdash, was a blessing in disguise. It's a call for mizmor, for a zemer. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, that would have meant that we, Klal Yishol, Chas V'Shalom, would have had to suffer to a much greater degree. In order to preserve Klal Yishol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take out his anger on the eights and the avonim of the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal take note that there is a connection between mizmor and akina. And indeed, being that today does have a residual degree of Shabbos, we are forced in this manner to look at the kinois as mizmoirim, as hidden blessings in disguise. When Yaakov Avinu told his children to go down to Mitzrayim and bring with them Binyamin to retrieve their other brother, he told them, take with you a present. When you appear before the viceroy, before, who then was in disguise, Yosef HaTzadik, don't go empty-handed. Take with you a present. His words are, "Im kein efo zo sasu." If so, this is what you shall do. Kichu take mizimras ha'aretz. From the beauty of the earth, the blessed products of the earth, bichlechem ma'atzri ma'atvash mechois v'loit botnim u'shkedim. Rav Moshe Wolfson, in the Sefer Emunas Titecha, he writes, he quotes sources, that when it says in the Pasuk, Kichu mizimras ha'aretz, Yaakov Avinu was telling his children, take with you a nigun from Eretz Yisrael. Take with you a zemer, a song. Sing to Yosef, to the Mishnah Lemelech, a zemer of Eretz Yisrael. That's the ultimate gift you can bring Yosef HaTzadik. Mais Avos Simul Labanim. Chazal tell us that when Klal Yishol went down, when the Avos, when the Shvatim went down, they went down four times. We count the number of times they went down first to Lishva Shever. They went down again with Binyamin. Yaakov Avinu went down the third time, and the fourth time was after the Petira of Yaakov Avinu. They went down the fourth time. After the Kavur of Yaakov Avinu, they went down a fourth time for the Golos. And each of these four trips represent the Dalet Malchiyos, the four different Tkufos of Golos and Klal Yisrael, Bavel, Modai, Paras, Modai Paras, Yavon, and Edom. And Yaakov Avinu, by preparing Klal Yisrael to go down to Mitzrayim, he told them, to survive in Golos, you need to take with you the Zimras Haaretz. We shall always sing the song of Eretz Yisrael. The kinois that we recite today are the Zimras Ha'aretz, the song of Eretz Yisrael. The expressions of mourning, their blessings in disguise, but the yearning itself, even according to the simple meaning of the simple meaning of the words, is an expression of love and yearning and desire to return to Eretz Yisrael. When the Shvatim were in Mitzrayim, Pasuk says, Vayochinu es hamincha. They prepared the gift. They rehearsed. They practiced the zemer. What we do today is Vayochinu es hamincha. We prepare the song. We prepare the kinois. We may not see the hidden blessings in the kinois, but it is a preparation for the time of the Shon Noshir Shir Chodesh. In the first kina, kina vav, it's a very difficult kina. Just about every line of this kina brings forth a different theme, a different idea. And if we note, there are eight sections, the last eight letters of the Aleph Beis. Each section has five lines for each particular letter, Ois, Samach. And then we go to Os Ayin and Pei, Tzadi, Kuf, Reishin, Tov. Each line has a unique theme, but I want to call your attention to something very clever that the Kalir has inserted into each section. On the third line of each section, you'll notice there is a word, one particular word. Let me give some background. We know that Yaakov Avinu, when he met with Esav, Pegisha with Esav on his return to Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, he bowed down seven times to Esav. And the Medrash says, for bowing down seven times to Esav, Esav would have shalita over the seven Mishkanos. Seven Mishkanos would be destroyed or retired in the history of Klal Yisrael, which represents a particular degree of Chorban. The first was the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu was retired after 40 years in the desert. And then for the next 14 years, there was a new Mishkan erected in Gilgal. And after the Kibush and the Chiluk Haaretz, a new Mishkan was set up, Mishkan Shiloh, which lasted for 369 years, until the Churban in the time of Eli. And then two new Mishkanos were set up, consecutively, Noi v'Givayin. And then was the Bayis Rishayin and the Bayis Sheni. And each of these Mishkanos are alluded to here in this Kina. On the third line of the first section of the Ois Samach, it says, Sakoisa Mishkan Miskos Divirai. Mishkan clearly refers to the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The simple interpretation is, you have covered the Mishkan from listening, your Mishkan from listening to my words. The word Mishkan clearly refers to the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu. When we go to the next section, the letters Ayin, we go to the third line, it says, Pile Gilgal Chavuya. The miracles of Gilgal were hidden. We go to the next section of Ois Pei, it says, Pachat Shiloi Tokaf Soideha. We go to Ois Tzadi, third line, Samsu Binoiv La'amod Zidoinai. They gathered at Nov to stand against me. My enemies stood against me. We come to the letter Kuf, the third line, it's Korosi L'yoshvei Givoin. And finally, we come to the letter Resh, the seventh, we come to the letter Resh, it's B'ivuyach. B'ivuyach means in the place of your desire, which alludes to the Bayis Rishayin. And in the letter Shin, Sifsei Meshoirei Devir. Devir is a word that is Merames on the Bayis Shein. So we have here in this section, each section of the Aleph Beis, of the last eight letters of the Aleph Beis, at least the last first seven letters of the Aleph Beis, allude to the seven Mishkanos that were retired, Chorav, Mishkan, Gilgal, Shiloh, Noi, V'Givoin, Bayis Rishon, and Bayis Sheni. But the question is, what about the eighth letter? How do we understand the letter Tov? The letter Tov also has five lines. And the third line in the letter Tov is Titein Lahavhev Noitzitze Fininecha. Hashem, may you punish, may you bring burning Churban upon those people who have smashed Fininecha, your precious gems. Chazal tell us there were only eight Mikdashos that were Chorav. What then can it mean here, the Fininecha? What is the eighth Mishkan that is Chorav? And perhaps the answer is very simple. The word Fininecha, the precious gems, allude to all of the Mikdoshei Me'at that were Chorav, were destroyed in our history. Throughout our Golos, 1,945 years since the Chum Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Rishon, there were many Kihilos HaKodesh Shemoshu Nafshom Al Kiddush Hashem. There were many Mikdoshei Me'at that were retired, that were destroyed that were abandoned in the difficulty in the tzaras of Golos. And these fininecha, these precious gems, is something that we mourn for today. There's also a tinge of musar here for us. It says in the pasuk Mishlei, Yikorehi mipnimim. Torah is more choshev, is more distinguished, more precious than precious pearls. And Chazal asks, why does from all the different items, the commodities in this world, does the pasuk compare the chashivas of Torah to pearls and tell us that it's even greater than pearls? What is it about a pearl that is so choshev? And Chazal tell us that a pearl is priceless, not because the pearl itself is priceless, but because a pearl is usually used as a set or as part of a design in a piece of jewelry. And if a designer is preparing a piece of jewelry and he needs 5 pearls in order to bring out the yoifi of a particular ornament and only has 4, he will pay any price that is asked of him to purchase the last pearl, the 5th pearl. Because if the last pearl is not complete, if the set is not complete, then the ornament lacks beauty. A pearl is something that is viewed as part of a set, and that's what makes it priceless. In Golos, the Mikdash HaMa'at are pinin echa, are pearls. We need each other. Achdus. The survival for Klal Yisrael in Golos is for us to come together, to pool our resources, to work together, to be pinin echa, precious pearls. Each one is priceless, each one is unique, each one contributes to Klal Yisrael in their unique way. But that's what the Musar, the message of this Kina is. We'll now begin Shavas. Sudu meni yishimuni avrayim. Sichi mos hesimuni bidri chavirayim. Sakoisa mishkan meyam eskoisa divirayim. Sakoisa viruhuv legum giberayim. Sofu chav muadoy avirayim. Kisilo kol avirayim. Nofla deyna bitzul nuduchu yom. Eini chikiso lachazoyim ben berech yom. I put the gil bechavu yom eini. Me olenus bevionis nuchu yom. Oso vnicham vayim 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 kolub gina. Vunam aleila ni yivokhu yom. A pnei for a horse, Lubitsu Hasidera, Palgays, so of Zaho, Curry Sodehom, Pachel Shulotok of Sodehom, Potsu Hasuyar, Aye Hasidehom, Potsu Masse, Erio, Lim, Lidera, Parasos, and Yudam, Alharzion, Sodoshoine, Midonai, Sofwell Roshay, Tsioin Zidonai, Sam Subinoi, Lamo, Zidonai, So in the Sartel, Ever Midonai, Swakami, Beninai, Sadik Wadonai, Atokalim, Badal, Mayedi, Rumin, Kedavto, Boy, Lai, Vayaharumin, Kodos, Lisha Given Oidain, Zermuni, Koili, Lahashmia Barov, Higri Muni, Kumia Voiri, the Hossel Harry Muni, Korosi Limava, Himri Muni, Lamaru Hapen, the Temple Shamaru, Isaki San Ram Hamaru, the Isaki Amavahas, the Ivu Yoch Kamaru, Rafta Biai Hezkel and Kalkumai Maru, Ravak Nimigoya Maru, Eadneki Savi, May I, Homar Maru, Hashi Venu Sisi, Shimalagoitse on Ishitam Remos Katsirai Lahatkin, says the Shavu Girdimu Lahadibani, Shamata Zumarois Af Hekin Litat Aini, Shok Bubinadu Hots. Kina Zayin. In Kina Zayin, the Kalir demonstrates an astonishing command of the language. The expressions are very powerful. I was able to build a series of stanzas based on the letters of the Aleph Beis. Each word in each stanza begins with the particular letter of each one of the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis for that particular expression. Echa, for example, Echa atzta v'yapecha, how Hashem will you quick in your anger la'abei to destroy biyad adoimim through the adoimim, edoim emunecha, each letter begins with the letter Aleph, v'lo zacharta, you did not remember, b'ris ben avasadim, asher berarta, which you have selected, lifchunecha, for those that you have tested. See the beautiful expression, and this theme goes on for the entire Kina. Each line concludes with the word, or includes the word, v'loy zacharta. The motif of the Kina is you, Hashem, did not remember. All of the glorious zuchuyos of Klal Yisrael were not remembered. It's interesting that in this Kina there appears to be a hidden blessing. There are two ways to describe not remembering. You can either say, I did not remember, or you can say, I forgot. There's loy. Zocharta and shochachta. You have forgotten. In this kina, there's no mention of the word shikha. The only way we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now remembering is lo zocharta. What is the difference between these two expressions? So it appears there are two psukim in the Torah which clearly define the difference between lo zocharta and shochachta. And that's in Parshas Kiseitse, Parsha Zohar. We lay in right before Purim, Maftir. Zohar, Eis, Asher, Osolucho Amolek, Baderech, Mitzeschem, and Mitzrayim. And the pasuk goes on to say exactly what they did to us. Asher Korcha Baderech, Vaizanen, Bechokol Hanecha, Shulam, Achanech, Vyatoyev, Yogea, Veloyer, Elokim. And then the pasuk tells us what about the future. Vihoyo, it will be in the future. In the pasuk, it's very clear that the word zochar is used in reference to the past, whereas the word loy tishkoch is used in reference to the future. When you plan for the future, you come into Eretz Yisrael and you plan for the future. Don't forget what Amalek did to you. But when you want to reminisce, you want to think back what happened in the past. There, the Torah used the expression Zohar, remember. Chazal tell us that a nes is Nishtakach min halev achar Yud Beis Chodesh. Many people question this. Is it really so? We all know that loved ones, friends, relatives, they're with us our whole life. It can be 50 years. People will tell you they remember their relatives like it was yesterday. So what does it mean when Chazal said that a nes is nishtakach min halev achar yud beis chodesh? Perhaps the answer is Chazal did not say that a nes is not remembered. Just the opposite. We remember them all the time. Yizkor. But shikha refers to the future. A person does not see his loved one with him in the future of his life after 12 months. It wears off. When a person is young, they always picture their relatives, their parents, their loved ones, they're going to be with them forever. When they picture themselves at their wedding, when they picture themselves, when they marry of their children, their grandchildren, of all of the simachos that they're planning for their lives, they see their loved ones with them in their own future. But achar yud beis chodesh, a person doesn't see the relative with them in their future. But the past you never forget. When the Torah says, remember what Amalek did to you, the past is zohar. When you plan for the future, loy tishkoch. The words are different. In this kina, when we recall all of the great chassadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu who have done for us, the bris ben abasarim, the deleg dilug, kvitza derech, the Matan Torah, all the various expressions of this kina, and we complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'loy zocharta, you have not remembered. There is a hidden blessing. Ribbono shel Olam, it may very well be that you did not remember the past, but the bris ben abasarim is put away for the future. The best is yet to come.
We come out of Kinuchas. Kinuchas is pure emotion. Every line of this kina brings out an intense longing, desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go back in time, to fix our mistakes, intense pangs to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to undo the Churban, to be reunited with the Shechina. I want to call your attention to one particular line. Towards the end, Eyolusi li'ezrasi tarti chazois. I yearn to see, tarti chazois means I yearn to see Eyolusi. Eyolusi is my strength. It's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Le'ezrasi, that he come to my aid. Ayumosi, my nation. The whole Shana, every year, Oimera says, He, Hashana Hazos, this is going to be the year. The Geula will come this year. Ayad ala kol ki mudazos, I shall make known its coming to all. Ki mudazos, and it shall be universally known that Mashiach is on its way. Imloi ki yad Hashem osis azos. And it's also certain that the only one that can bring the Geula is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yad Hashem is what will bring the Melech HaMashiach swiftly in our times. Twice a year we recite the words L'shana HaBoha B'Yerushalayim. Why is it then that in this Kina do we recite the words Ayumasi B'chol Shana Oimeres He Hashana Hazos? We're not waiting for next year. Now, this year. What's the difference? Why at the Pesach Seder, why when we conclude service of Yom Kippur, do we say Lashana Habo, next year? Perhaps the answer is very simple. Let's take the Pesach Seder. You're sitting around the table, the Seder is over, you're sitting with your family, you're taking in the nachas of your children, your grandchildren. You just concluded a delicious meal. Beautiful home. The table is set. The beds are made. It's wonderful. The Golos, it's not so bad. Not that bad. Mashiach, Geula, next year. Lashana Haba'a. No emergency. We'll plan, we'll figure out what to do. But when you're sitting on Tisha B'Av on the floor, and you're Mis'avel on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, on the Churban Yerushalayim, on all of the numerous tzaros in Klal Yisrael, no one is saying Lashana Haba'a. Next year, Golos is not that bad. This year, now, there's no time to wait. This is the message, not just for today. This is the true message for the whole year. After the chilel midbar, evchan lel milel midbar midbar, avake yiti oylas midbar, eshag miyitnei niva midbar, egoda ve'enoshel kinei kevzayis, agod yiti kol bnei vayis, egom shiyom balabayis, ad rosh miyitnei nisham roshayis, ad ve'bchol lev laham tseihu, edo milin bam laham tseihu. Eda gayiro yevloyam soyu akoyni miten yodati vem soyu. A half of your sapcha ke oifan bimilai, a hage ponim, before him lisano is amulai. Ohahu cheretz bosamil hagia lumulai. Etrach mi tene foi vi kosvun miloi. Oirach mishpite goin veyalim. Oidia bivitsi umalim. Umulu mazolois bikori nilim. Efem mi tein shomealim. Raganti vehilalti mi avil b'mishpachu eichos sefarti le'rashasai hashlichu. We come out to Kinetes. Kinetes, the theme, the motif is the toichacha. The Kalir takes an expression from the beginning of Parshas Pekukosai, first the Brochos, and he shows that due to our averos, the brochos have turned into klolos. And the klolos remain klolos. And he goes on through a section of the toichacha, of the first the brochos, and then a part of the toichacha throughout this kina. And this is not the only kina in which the kalir takes note of the toichacha, develops the toichacha, and kina tezvav. Later in the kina, this is also a theme of the toichacha. There are many themes that we can discuss that are discussed by the commentators in regard to the Teichon and it relates to the Kinas. Of course, the most important being in Bichukosai Teilechu, Imu Anelim, Shitu Anelim Batoira, the requirements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we be Anelim Batoira. Another major theme of the Teichon is Shemitah V'Yoyvel. It's very relevant for us this year. This year is a Shemitah year. The Mesiras Nefesh of many people in Eretz Yisrael to observe the laws of Shemitah Ba'oifan Muhudar is a very great zechus, it's a very great mitzvah, and that is a major theme of the Teichacha. But there's one particular point I want to bring to your attention. Towards the middle, really closer to the beginning, it says in the Kina, Vayachmois Pina Sedek Meleya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cut down the cornerstone of righteousness, of the city that was filled with righteousness. Ki the maski yisa matzo kol tuma, because beneath their floors, in hiding, there was avodah zara. Umechabdeha hiziluo kidava mituma. And the nations of the world that once upon a time respected her now cast her away like a woman who is a nida. Why? Well, not why, but b'shinui, in exchange for v'radfu mikem chamisha mea. It was meant to be that when Klal Yisrael would go to war and they would chase after their enemies, five soldiers, five chayolim, would be able to overcome 100. And Chazal tell us, we don't mean five soldiers, Giborim, even from the weakest, Mikem, the weakest of Klal Yisrael will be able to overcome 100 soldiers. Rashi on this pasuk does not appear in all editions. In fact, it appears in very few editions. There is a note in the Rashi itself, in the in parentheses. It's not clear who put this note into Rashi. And in this note, without going into all the details, it takes note that the expression Rashi uses is different. Let me read you the words of the Rashi. Rashi begins, Chamisha mea umea revava. Five will pursue 100 and 100 will pursue 10,000. And Rashi used the words, V'chikach cheshbain. Is this the calculation? V'haloi lo hoyot sarich loimar ela mea mikem shnei alaf. How do we go from 10,000, from what should be 2,005 to 100, should be 100 to 2,000, to 10,000. So Rashi explains, in Achinami, you can't compare a few people who observe the Torah to many. When many observe the Torah, they have the koyach grows exponentially. And in this note that appears in some editions of the Rashi, the writer takes note that Rashi used an expression that's not all that common. V'haloi lo hoyot sarich loimar. Lo hoyot sarich loimar. And the writer says, where else do we find this expression? The very first Rashi in the Torah. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, lo hoyot sarich lahaschil es haTorah elo me'achodesh hazeh lochem shi mitzvah rishayna. Shemitzdavu bo Yisrael. Umatam posach bebereishis mishum koyach masav higid li'amu las yislechem nach laskoyim shim yoyimru umois olim li'yisrael listim atem shekivashtem artsoy shivas goyim. Hey, moimim lohem kol aret shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who bira'a v'nosn l'asher yosha v'enav v'ritzoynoy nosn lohem v'ritzoynoy nidlo mehem v'nidlo lanu. There's a connection between this pasuk, V'radfu mikem chamisha mea, and the first Rashi in the Torah that discusses the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. And there's a very powerful limud musar. And there's something very great, something very important to mourn about today. Who are the ones that respond to the umos ha'olam and say to them, it's Hashem's land? The umos ha'olam say to Klal Yisrael, listen atem. You're a ganovim. You've stolen Eretz Yisrael. Heim oimrim lohem. They respond to the umay sa'olam. Who are they? The politicians? Us? Here? Living a good life in America? Who are the ones that put their lives on the line to be the heim oimrim lohem? It's the soldiers. The chayolim. They're the ones who are front and center in these words of Rashi. And the Mechaber, the one who put this note into Rashi, calls our attention and says, the Rodfu Mikem Chamisha Mea. When the Haim, when the soldiers conquer Eretz Yisrael, defend Eretz Yisrael, it's supposed to be Mikem Chamisha Mea. And in this kina, the Kalir tells us, it was just the opposite. Vayachlois pinas tzedek meleah. The enemy cut down the the cornerstone of Eretz Yisrael. When we hear that a soldier has fallen in battle, has fallen in defending the land for us, in this kino we mourn, we acknowledge it is our failure. In b'chukosai teilechu, v'yes mitzvosai tishmeru. If we would have been amelin b'torah, if we would have been meticulous in our observance of mitzvos, this would have been the greatest suchus for the haim, the people who defend Eretz Yisrael and respond to the umar sa'olam. It would have been mikem chamisho mea umea mikem rebavo yirdoifu. But when unfortunately we hear stories, we hear tragedies of young people, people who have families, and people who are injured for the rest of their lives, it is our failure. It is our responsibility. Avol ashemim anachnu. Vayachmo is pinas tzedek meleya.
Gomoy Nervenisi Alechem, Hoshav, Sino, Oim Lukat Kasheshon, Mechelevoy, Lolehom, Oisoho, Hishon Kitor Hupohoshom, Hoyalo, Kakishon, Vishal, Wayedogon, Tumor Bakhatim Yoshonoshon, Tabu Nixu, Rivde, Du Honi, the Gay Hamos, Kinikal Nikahani. Harei kamer shonim gilo yisod mikhoini v'son mitoichi yoyim ebena sati mishkanim yashu mechabim minaak meisechem bi'arba misoy sipol meisechem cherev oroha v'chayis v'devar shichaschem kisoy tzilam poatz v'his halachti v'seichachem kolu l'shoyt kirega oholeichem v'chem nishbuhu mehoi l'leichem v'chekchem nishbuhu nafshoyz oleichem במאוסכם שיח אני אדון אליכם למוי סתם קלקול אונו שבו וצור למעל אוכב סוך מני שאו ארץ הקרמל הווסים ושו אשוהו וסונו מפיח דיהם לא ששמו מוידך יש ישייך עם גורייך בוי סוסו אוי ממלסוס נוס נונוס על כן נוסו נלאי סיניסוי אבו נוסיכם כי הוא עמוסו והיה סרכם כי ננתי אם נוסה הייתם עשו ויביאיך תורו תרמשוב חזויס ועדרויש לסלויח ופצתי אלזוס פטיסים וכנגדי השיבו עזויס ויונפתי ושחתי אף אני אעשה זויס סופקו חורקו שורקו מיני מפנים ומחוץ להצמיס אמוני כי בני זדים חלוץ אופנה לרוב ולטובו ונועם ונוסעתי פוני פוצו זדים ופני פני פי צריכה לעם כברבון פוקד וילה לא ישיחחו אוי למוי פייס פופלה עונף ונוסע ונועם וימד אליהם Also, by your name, called Cobneshoin, with a Mishi Carti, the Gate Simon, the Hosham Shanah is the Yoganoin, the Ace Gosvenom, the Shova, RTS going, Swak Hoi Hoi, Ashposto Herik, Mipoi Mipoi, Violai Marik, Will I gave Mohoik, she made Sor Herik.
We come now to Kina Yud. Kina Yud, Echo Yoshua, Chavatzeles Hashalom. Kina Yud focuses on the Tsar of the Kohanim HaKadoshim. The one that suffered the most with the Churban Beis HaMikdash were the Kohanim. The Kohanim's entire life centered on the Beis HaMikdash. They were not given land in Eretz Yisrael. They were supported by the Tzibur through Truma, the Manas Kohuna, and their life was devoted to prepare to do the Avodah, to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and their loss, they suffered the greatest loss with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In this Kina, there are 24 sections. Each section describes one of the 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim. The Kohanim were divided into 24 groups. It started with Moshe Rabbeinu. He divided Klal Yisrael into 8 groups. Along came Shmuel, expanded it to 16. David came and expanded it to 24. There were a total of 24 Mishmaros during the time of the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni. And each Mishmar lived in their own city. They worked 1 week. They rotated for 1 week, which meant that once in 24 weeks they served in the Beis HaMikdash. That meant approximately twice a year they came and they did their service in the Beis HaMikdash. Each Mishmar was broken up into 6 Bati Avos. So a Kohen would work approximately 2 days a year. But the rest of the year he would prepare. He would prepare to do the Avodah, to learn the Halachos, to raise his level of Yerushalayim for the Avodah. This past year, against the backdrop of Parshas Tetzaveh, the parish of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was the one that unified, brought together all the 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim. He was able to be ma'ached this very unique diversity. You can only imagine that if each group of Kohanim lived in their own city, they must have brought with them to the Beis HaMikdash their own minhagim, their own particular minhagim, as they came into the Beis HaMikdash. But the one person that they all looked to for guidance as their leader was the Kohen Gadol. This year, Parshas Tetzaveh, against the backdrop of Parshas Tetzaveh, the parish of the Kohen Gadol, word went out that footage of the Rashon HaBahag, the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Yisrael, the Hagoyla, the Chofetz Chaim, has become available. Footage of the Chofetz Chaim walking into the Knessia HaGedoyla in Vienna in the year 1923. Footage that was put in Geniza for 92 years. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Hashkocha Pratis decided that this generation should see for the first time an authentic view, image of the Chofetz Chaim walking for 13 seconds. The excitement captured the hearts and minds of Klal Yisrael. The excitement was real. Kivered Hanoson Bisoichginas Chened Mare Koyin. like a rose that is carefully planted in a precious garden, is the appearance of the Kohen HaGadol, the Chavatzeles HaShalom, the rose of Shalom. The excitement that was created is something that we can take and we can put into this kina. If this was the excitement we can see from the Kohen HaGadol Chofetz Chaim, Zechus Yogin Aleinu, how much more so must have been exciting to come to the Beis Hamikdash Bizman, Sheyishol Oisim Ritzoyin Shol Mokom, and see the Kohanim, Be'avoidosan, Ulvim B'duchonon, Be'ishol B'mamodom, and to witness the Avoda, to witness the Chavatzeles HaShoroim. Mayofu Pamayich Bana Olim Bas Nodiv, how beautiful are your footsteps, daughter of nobility. Many people, many Rabbanim, were very disturbed, were very curious. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put away in Geniza for 92 years these images? We know that Yosef HaTzadik, when he was in Mitzrayim all alone and was harassed daily by Eshes Potiphar, Pasuk tells us that Yosef was just about ready to be nechshol in the Avera. Vayehi ke hayoim hazeh vayovo habayso lasois melachta. It was on this day that Yosef came to do his work. Rashi quotes Machlokes Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar, melachto imamish. He had work to do in the home of Potiphar. But the Chad Amar lasois tzirochav imo. And what held him back? Ela, shemir esoloi dumus diyuknoi shel aviv. The dumus diyuknoi of his father Yaakov Avinu appeared to him and withheld him from doing the avera. There's probably no one in the previous generation that was a greater mitzape li Yeshua than the Chofetz Chaim. The stories are legendary. He would await with real anticipation the coming of Mashiach. We live in a time where it's very difficult to hope for Mashiach. There's a great degree of Hester Ponim, the distractions are off the charts. Perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us in this generation the Dumus, the Yuknoi, Shel Aviv, the Chofetz Chaim, the one that was truly Mitzape LeYeshua, to remind us Mashiach is real. He's almost there. Vayehi Hayoim, just wait a little bit longer. Don't be Miyayesh from the Geula. The Demus Diyuknoi Shel Chofetz Chaim is an excitement which should carry us when we read this kina of Eicha Yoshva Chavatzeles HaShalayim. V'dam Amra Mipinoi Se'aroin V'nohu Mimishmeroi Sankhain V'nei Aroin Kinim Sar Haba Yismim Savim Aroin B'choy Sivke Mechumesh Esifonim G'nei Rakoin V'navi B'yam HaKipurim Yaldam Nishpach Borachim Kitzfirim V'nodu Kitzipurim Koyanehe Tzipurim Golso miyatsa kalamiku shotov, pavoin masrois ushmitom, viarbas kshufotim, huf shush poto, ume edio, huf shoto, mishmeres mif shotom. Darche hechol, shamukitivatka salova ami il, kinegrapis siloi, huad vushpal mitilova nomish siloi, koid aisolo, hoyu oivim, alivim, biloi chamelechem, kividu haloi foros, loro ehevlechem. V'churavu v'chutz mohu mimayim umilechem kivutlu shtei alechem ibeis lechem v'yitzah adaroi makesef nechpas usumura yefer al roisha kipas v'nevos nichbu umunora nechpas kifashu b'lechem fas nilkido yoidfas v'zroch ziman asher nasa v'nishma hishivu v'yato anois v'amein lo yavu lanois v'roish
We come now to Kina Yud Aleph. Vayikoinein Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu. The Kina that was sanctioned by Yirmiyahu, mourning over the death of Yoshiyahu. The Kina tells us the story of Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was the grandson of Menashe, the son of Amon, two very extremely wicked kings in Klal Yisrael that took Klal Yisrael down a path of Avodah Zarah, irreparable damage. And this young boy, Yoshiyahu, was 8 years old when he became Melech. He knew from nothing, it appears from the Kina, from Chazal, he was not even aware of what a Sefer Torah looked like. And when he was some point in time in his Malchus, they were doing renovations in the Beis HaMikdash, and they discovered the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah was opened to the Toichacha. And he took this as a sign to do tshuva. Pasuk was open, the Torah was open to the Pasuk, Yoylech Hashem, Hashem oyskov yes malkucha asher tok molecha el goya shel lo yodata. He asked the kohen, there was a discussion, he realized the time has come for Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. And when he was 16 years old, Kina tells us, 8 years into his malchus, when he was 16 years old, he felt the stirrings in his heart to do tshuva. And he brought Klal Yisrael back to a very high, exalted spiritual level. To the degree where he felt that the time of Mashiach was just around the corner. And at this point in time, there was a war raging between the king of Egypt, Paro Necho, and the king of Ashur. Paro Necho sent a message to Yoshiyahu, the king, that he wants to go to war with the king of Ashur in Karkamish. Karkamish is located in Bavel, Naharam Naharaim. And he would like to pass to Eretz Yisrael. Yoshiyahu felt that the generation has reached a degree of righteousness where they are deserving the fulfillment of the pasuk v'cherev loisavar bi'artzechem, which Rashi Chazal tell us afilu cherev shel l'shalom. And thus Yoshiyahu responded to Parnachol's request in the negative. You may not pass through the land. Do not bring your army. Do not march through the army to reach your destination to battle Melech Ashur in Karkamish. Parnachol said to him, I will not take no for an answer. I will go without your permission. Yoshiyahu led his army to stop him, to greet him. They met in Megiddoi, and there was a horrible battle in which Yoshiyahu lost his life. The archers of Paro Nechoshat in the Skina, it says, 300 arrows into his body. His body was perforated like a sieve. Chazal are critical of Yoshiyahu. They tell us that Yoshiyahu should have consulted with Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu would have revealed to him that Klal Yisrael is not on the spiritual exalted level that you think. It's true that in public they appear to be tzaddikim, but behind closed doors they are worshipping Avodah Zarah. They are living a double life. A very tragic reality. And this reality of living a double life will prevent the bracha of the Chev L'Savar B'Artzchem from being realized, being fulfilled. And Yoshiyahu was criticized for failing to ask the Gadol Hadar, the Navi of the generation, Yirmiyahu. There are a few nekudos we'd like to discuss. One nekuda is, what was the big deal? Paro Necho really wanted desperately to pass through the land. Okay, it says in the pasuk, I don't mean chas v'shalom to be little chazal, v'chev l'savah bi'artzechem. It was only a short time since Menashe, since Amon. Would it have been such a terrible risk for Yoshiyahu to side with the possibility that maybe Klal Yisrael are not ready for this bracha and let Paro Necho march through the land? What would have been so terrible for Paro to march to Karkamish? I want to make the following suggestion. There's something a lot deeper going on here. The Kalir doesn't use the word Karkamish. In Divrei Hayamim, when this story, this episode is discussed, is recorded, Paro Necho wanted to go to Karkamish. But that's not how it refers to this in the Kina. Kilo Hamoinai, Yoshiyahu stopped his army, his assembly, leches, from traveling to Aram Naharayim. Look on the map. Happens to be that Karkamish is the tip end, the western end of Aram Naharayim. Why did the Kalir choose the term, the region, Aram Naharayim, instead of the city that is recorded in Sefer Divrei Hayamim? Let's go to Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos, Hashem, Avraham says to Eliezer, I want you to take for my son Yitzchak a zivuk. Lo sikach isha livni mibnoi sakanani. Ashanuch yoshe bikirbo. Don't take an isha, a wife, from my child, from the land, Kanani, where we live. Ki el artsi. I want you to go back to my homeland. Vi el moiladiti. Telech velokachto isha livni li Yitzchak. And Eliezer listens. Eliezer packs up. Vayikach eved asod gemalim migmali adonov vayelech v'chultuv adonov biyodo vayokom vayelech el Aram Naharayim. It's very clear in these psukim that the homeland, the way we describe in the Torah, the homeland, the Eretz Moiladiti of Avraham Avinu is Aram Naharayim. Ribbono Shel Olam, in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, when he's megala that it's going to be an Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a nation that will come from you, it says to him, Lech Lecha, Mei Artzecha, Umi Moilatecha, Umi Beisovicha, El Ha'oretz Asher Areka. Leave this land, leave your land, leave the place where you were brought up, leave this Makom and go to the land that I will show you, to Eretz Yisrael. Leave Aram Naharayim. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim.
to go to Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael did not leave Mitzrayim to go back where they came from, to Aram Naharayim. Here was a very difficult time. It was shortly after Amoin and Menashe. Klal Yisrael stooped to the lowest of low of Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hoyu Avoseinu. They went back spiritually from where they came from to the Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And now Paro Necho says, I'm going to travel from Mitzrayim to Aram Naharayim. It's going to be televised. It's going to be broadcast. The whole Klal Yisrael is going to see a nation, an army, going from Mitzrayim to Aram Naharayim. This would set a very bad example. This would disturb Klal Yisrael to witness, to go from Mitzrayim to Aram Naharayim. Aram Naharayim was the place where Hashem said to Avraham, Lech lecha me'artzecha, leave Aram Naharayim, el ha'oretz asher areka. We had to go to Mitzrayim to be purified, the Kor HaBarzel. This was a traumatic experience for Klal Yisrael to witness a march of soldiers going backwards to the place of Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hoyu Avoseinu. And therefore, Yoshiyahu was willing to take the risk. Was Klal Yisrael roi for the bracha? Were they not roi for the bracha? It was a calculated risk. Yotza Hefseidoi Bischoroi. Don't let Paro Necho enter. Klal Yisrael criticized him. He should have consulted with Yirmiyahu. But there was a cheshbon, and there's something for us to learn from this cheshbon. Don't go back from where you came from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you bracha. Use the bracha to go further. Don't have kleina hasagis to go back to things, to conduct, and ideas that we know are wrong, that we've worked our whole life to raise ourselves from. In this kina, it's also important to note that this kina is a tribute to the Baalei Tshuva among us. Yoshiyahu was the quintessential Baal Tshuva. He came literally from nothing. His grandfather, his father, Oivdei Avodah Zarah, they didn't even know Torah. There was no Jewish education. There were no opportunities. There was nothing. And yet, when he was 16 years old, it's not so easy when you're 16 years old to decide to be an Oved Hashem. And he raised himself against the entire nation to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to elevate himself. And with him, he brought up the entire Klal Yisrael. Last year, the Pew Research Center released the poll that according to the responses that were received from those that were willing to participate, 30% of those people who identify as Orthodox also identify themselves as Baalei Tshuva. That is remarkable. 3 out of every 10 Shomer Shabbos, according to their poll, are Baalei Tshuva. That is an incredible bracha, that is an incredible mark of success. But on the other hand, the research has also revealed that in America alone, there are over 1.2 million Jews who know from nothing, who don't know even the alphabet, who don't identify with Yiddishkeit and have nothing to do with Yiddishkeit whatsoever. The rate of assimilation is at least 71%. And this is something to mourn for in this kina. Their failure is our failure. Yoshiyahu was the quintessential Baal Tshuva. He raised Klal Yisrael to become all Baalei Tshuva. But they didn't go all the way. They were living double lives. Behind closed doors, they were worshipping Avodah Zarah. And their failure was the cause of Yoshiyahu's failure. The fact that there's such a churban out there is our fault, is our responsibility. Baruch Hashem, there are so many organizations out there today that are working, doing the best they possibly can. And their message is all the same. Kiruv is not just for the professionals, it's for the average person. It's just to live your life with integrity, to be a Shomer Torah Mitzvos,
to be an authentic Shomer Torah Mitzvah, and by example you will mela attract Baalei Tshuva. That's the very least that Allah has kal v'kama, outreach. But this is something we have to focus on and remember in this kina, on the one hand to pay tribute to the Baalei Tshuva, but on the other hand to mourn the millions of Jews all over the world who have not yet become frum, who unfortunately today don't know what it means, Tisha B'Av. It's one thing not to know about a Shabbos, about a Yom Tov, about Zeniros, about all the beautiful things that we use to attract. But it's very sad they don't even know that there's something to mourn for. They don't even have a hasog to know Tisha B'Av is the Beis HaMikdash, it was Chorav. The Shechina is in Golos, a day to mourn for the Tzaris of Klal Yisrael. Vayikoinein Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu Echeli koinu me'elav Ben Shmoin Ashona Echeli druha Oish me'elohav Benecham be'ovram chonu elav Lo yuhuzkar lo sigui mifolav Gamuchol malchi yishol asher komu lidor Lo yikom komu mimos avigdor Dovak boichi litzoni hador asher komu achar Adelis listor Ho'ichlim zera shichor Kismoy hatoiv pichamuhu mishuchor Vayigdal avon v'heishiv yom minachor V'oy lo yishoach yodem minachor Zakamar of Kinom, Dasli Hokim, Bitsa Imno Saibi or Ruhu, Rasholo Yokim, Hoshachtoroi, Kini Atsu, Rikokim, Vetsamara, say Dasli Hokim, Tavim Royim, the Gruber, Shol, Hoi, Maloch, Malibuloch, I am Liz Saloch, Idea Moret, Domin Bimoloch, Te Onish Bivitsi, Espinne, Filoch, Kila Monalech Saram Harayim. Laman lois avrachem kol shubi Ephraim v'lois shom alech lizer lo shubach harayim ki gzer nigzer alech sach seich mitzrayim limitzroyim mechato sisiras mezuzos chazos ansosi hechilu levazos nohu anonim lichumoy lehavzos lo heise ponov v'sof tu alzos suru heridu aloi shiyo v'yimonu surmot yisohoid nishiyo p'nei kurov kikare v'loi also lo rutiyo v'yoyru hamoydim lamelech yoshiyahu idedu oitzei meinov The theme of the kina, the motif is Oholi. We make mention of the oil. Oil is, of course, a reference to the Mishkan, to the Beis Hamikdash. The Mokem Hashuas Hashchina. Lomo Lanetzach, we complain. Why have you abandoned us? Ve'atom Mali Fo. And why should I remain here? What do I have left in this world without the Beis Hamikdash? The common theme that runs through this kina is the word Fo. Perhaps it's a play on the word Ko. Ko, Fo. The letters look alike, a little bit. They sound alike, they rhyme. A ko, a fo. And we keep on coming back. Ma li didi fo, va ye ivui moisha fo. Ma lecha fo, mi lecha fo, benamta ha'in fo. We keep on coming back to this theme. What is the deeper message? What is going on here in this kina? What are we trying to bring out? I'd like to suggest the following. Po is the numerical value of 85. Hey. In the Torah in Parashas Bahaloyscha, there's a chumash that appears all by itself. The two psukim of Vayehi bin Soho Aroin Vayoyme Moshe Kuma Hashem Vyafutso Yvecha Vyunusu Mitznech Miponecha Uvenuchu Yomar Shuv Hashem Ruva Yisalfei Yisrael. And these two psukim are surrounded by inverted nuns. And Chazal tell us that this parsha of Ayihi bin Soho, around when the Aaron travels, we must follow to Hashem, Kuma Hashem v'yafutsu, scatter your enemies. And when the Aaron rests, v'nuchu yamar Hashem, may you restore the Ruach Yisalfe Yisrael, is a chumish bifnei atzma. It's a chumish to itself, and that's why it's surrounded by inverted nuns. And furthermore, Chazal tell us that the truth is, this parsha does not belong here. It doesn't belong here, it belongs elsewhere, it belongs back in Parshas Bamidbar, by the Masos. What is it doing here? It's to be mafsik bein poranos leparanos. So what does it mean here, to be mafsik bein poranos leparanos? Chazal tell us there are two very tragic stories in Parshas Bahaloscha. Number one, Vayisu Mehar Hashem. The Klal Yisrael left the Matan Torah, they fled. They ran away from Har Sinai. Kitinuk haboreach mibeis hasefer. Like a child. They had enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu was transmitting the Torah, and they just had enough recess, time to get out of here. They fled. Chazal severely criticized Klal Yisrael for their lack of appreciation for Kabbalah HaTorah. How can you run away from Har Sinai? And then the next parasha is Vayir Ha'am Kim Mis'oininim Ra Ve'enei Hashem. The complainers. Nothing is good enough. This is no good. That is no good. Why did he do this? Why that? The money is no good. The food is no good. V'nafsheni kotza balechem ha'kalokel. Horrible, horrible behavior. And the truth is, these two things are related. A tinuk habrich mebeis hasefer, child does not appreciate. You don't appreciate what you have. The bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. No, it's a natural consequence that you're going to complain. It's only natural. So, in order to break up these two horrible incidents, the Torah put Vayihi bin Soho right smack in the middle. The parasha of Vayihi bin Soho has exactly 85 letters, and Chazal dwell upon the 85 letters of this parasha to teach us a halacha that a Sefer Torah Shebola, if you have a Sefer Torah which has approximately 300,000 letters, if 85 of those letters are still discernible, they're still intact, they're still there, the Sefer Torah retains a full-fledged Kedusha and has to be treated as such. 85 letters. And this parasha is mafsik between Poranos leParanos. In other words, we should not sandwich the two different incidents of Poranos next to each other. We simply assume that it's a good thing. Hashem put this parasha here to separate the two different horrible events. But it doesn't say that. The truth is, if something had to separate between the two parashas, anything could have been selected between these two parashas. Why did Hashem select specifically Vayihi bin Soho Aram? And the answer is because Vayihi bin Soho Aram represents Golos. When the Aram traveled, the Ohel was dissembled. It was taken apart. The Aron has to travel all alone. The Aron is vulnerable. The Torah is exposed to the masses, to the tampering, the contamination of the streets, of the environment. When you don't appreciate what you have, when you behave like a child, and when you become from those who are from the misoininim, nothing is good enough. It's always what to complain about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings golos. He brings, the Aron has to travel. The Aron has to travel, the Ohel has to be dismantled. There is golos. And in golos, we have to be mispalel. Kuma Hashem v'yafutsu oivecha v'yanusu misanecha miponecha. It would be a lot better not to go in Golos and not have to be mispalel. Kuma Hashem v'yafutsu oivecha v'yanusu misanecha miponecha. It would be a lot better if we did not have enemies to begin with. And not have to be mispalel. Shuvah Hashem ruvay salfei Yisrael. But that's the consequence of not appreciating what you have and of complaining. That's exactly the theme of this kina. The Atah, Mali Fo. What are these 85 letters doing here? These 85 letters that represent Golos, the traveling of the Aron. You know why they're there? Because Ohel Yasher to after At Loivereish, because the Ohel has been dismantled. And why has the Ohel been dismantled? We have no one to blame but ourselves. Vayisu Mehar Hashem.
Vayihi ha'om kimisoymin imra.
The Musa Haskell is, appreciate what you have. Don't complain so much. No matter how bad you think it is, you have it. Guaranteed, there are thousands of people that have it worse in every prat. And there's nothing to complain about.
You are beyond Yehidim, Vinyeso, Kitas, Bilholo, the Ain Oidavi, Venamto, Hainpo, Ohlia Sherchoniso, me Osbiso of Mipo, Mipo, Lolonetsach, Zunach, Biazonim, Vinyeso, Kivo, Segyotse, Hutso, Vloyam, Avarpo, Ohlia Sherhi, Hanto, La Hashkirpo, Lufonechon.
Number one, watch. Two, if you don't feel we have a much broader audience than usual, so if you can try to translate it more.
Okay.
We're used to speaking in
English. Okay.
Just a reminder.
We come now to Kina Yud Gimel. Kina Yud Gimel is the Kina of Eiko. In this Kina, we make mention of many themes in the Torah that begin with the word Ko. For example, the Bris Bein Habasarim Ko Yehiyah Zaracha. Look at the stars, and so shall be your descendants, numerous like the stars. Birchas Kehanim Ko Yisavarchu Es Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mitzri, he turned from Ko, from place to place. Various expressions of Koyama Hashem Kachatzai Salayla, and so on and so forth. All the various expressions in the Torah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us with the word Ko, so it shall be. It's interesting, the expression so it shall be does not include with it a guarantee that it will happen. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ko Sivoruchu Es Bnei Yisrael, for example, so shall you bless the children of Israel. There are a lot of conditions that have to be met for this to happen. The Kohanim have to come together. They have to be in a state of love, of ahava, of will. Klal Yisrael has to be together. They have to gather. Conditions have to be met in every single one of these events. But yet the word Ko means, I'm presenting for you the ideal. What should be? This should be your hasagas. And I request of you that you carry forth and you bring this dream to fruition. This year I had the good fortune of attending a Hachtorah. Hachtorah is an installation of a new rabbi. And this installation of a new rabbi, one of the guest speakers was Rav Yitzchok Sirotsky. And he said the following. He asked, what is the role of a manik, of a rav, a rabbi, a leader? What is his role? So he went on to say, if I'm saying it correctly, that the essence of a rabbi is to be like Doniel Ish Hamidos. To follow in the way of Doniel. What do we mean, Doniel Ish Hamidos? Yosef HaTzadik, when he was asked to interpret the dream of Paro, Torah relates
Vayihi vaboiker, vatipoein rucho. Before Yosef came, first says that Paro was disturbed. Vatipoein rucho, his spirit was disturbed. And he sent for the dream interpreters to come forth and provide some explanation. Rashi on this pasuk quotes, Rashi on this pasuk takes note that by Nevuchadnezzar, when he had a dream, the pasuk there is a little different. The word is a little bit different. It says vatispoim. There are two tavs, not one, not vatipoim, but vatispoim. And Rashi explains the difference because Nevuchadnezzar did not only not know the interpretation to his dream, he didn't even remember the dream. Paro at least knew the dream. He did not know the interpretation, but Nebuchadnezzar did not even know the dream. And Daniel ish chamudos, the greatness of Daniel is, not only did he interpret the dream, he told Paro, he told Nebuchadnezzar what his dream was. He had a revelation, Ruach HaKodesh, to reveal the dream. When we're young, we're very idealistic. We have dreams. Grand dreams of greatness, of accomplishment. And as we get older, we are confronted with the oil haparnosa, tsar gidul banim, and fulfilling the dreams, that forget about. That we put away, put out of our mind. But what's tragic is that many times we even forget what our dreams were. The role of a rav, of a manik, is not just to help people achieve their dreams, but to remind them what their dreams were. Adults forget what their dreams were. A rav has to be like Daniel. Remind you, remember when you were young, when you were in yeshiva. Remember your hasogas for greatness. Remember your dream, and now let's proceed and let's try to bring this dream to reality. This is what we mourn for in this kina. Eiko. What happened to our dreams? Why have we sunk to such a low where we're willing to settle for so little? What happened to our hasogos, our yearning, our desire to achieve greatness? Where has that gone? Why has that come, been taken away from us? It's only because of the tirda, because of the darkness of galus. The darkness of galus has affected us and has denied us to remember what our dreams are. We're now going to skip to Kina Tes Vav. Kina Tes Vav is a classic Kina Tisha B'Av Zechor Asher Asot Tsar B'Finim. It describes the moment when Titois Harasha came into the Bayesheni. This event occurred on the 8th day of Av, when he came in to defile the Beis HaMikdash. There are a number of themes in this kina, described in general terms. First, Titus, he comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Everyone was watching, everyone believed, Klal Yisrael believed that there was no way that entering into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a human being would come out alive. The place where only the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter once a year was a holy makom. Everyone believed that when he would step into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, immediately he would be struck down and he would die. But yet, he did not die. He brought in a zona, he brought in a Sefer Torah, he committed an avera, he stabbed the Paroiches, he took the Paroiches down and used it as a bag to collect the various kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. He defiled the Beis HaMikdash, he took, defiled, it says he defiled the Shulchan. And then there's a mention of gathering captives. Josephus tells us there were 97,000 young men and women that were taken as captives, brought to Rome. Among them, we mentioned in the Kina, it was a ship of young boys and girls, 400 boys and girls on a ship that were taken to Rome. And when they realized that they were being taken to Rome for immoral purposes, they discussed among themselves that it was permitted to take their own lives in order not to be defiled. And they did. They did so. This is also mentioned in the skin of the Kaisel Hamarav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he left over for us the Zecher, even though Titus has succeeded in defiling the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted us a Matana, a Mokom where we can come to and be Mispalel, the Kaisel Hamaravi. In the beginning of the Kina, there's a line that says, Vayimadeit Kov Kimare Adamda, which simply means that he measured, he calculated how many of Bnei Yisrael he wanted to kill. Chazal, Josephus tells us that 1.1 million Jews were killed at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. And Kov here is used as a measure, which the Mefarshim connect this to a story in Shmuel Beis, where also David, he measured the nation of Moab. It means he decided, he calculated with a measuring rod how many he wanted to execute and how many he wanted to let live. Kimari Adamdam, with an appearance of blood. Expression which means terrified Klal Yisrael into deciding mi yichye u mi yamos. Similar to the horror stories that we hear about in the Holocaust. Heard about in the Holocaust. But I want to suggest a drush, a machshava on these words, Vayimadeit Kov. And Eichot says, Perik Beis in Pasuk Ches, Choshav Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he planned, Lahashches Choymas Basioi Notokov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he planned to destroy the wall of Tzioin, he measured, he set out a plumb line, which simply also means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he calculated exactly how he's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The Chazal tell us that there is a very powerful machshav in this pasuk in Eicha. We know that in Shulchan Aruch it is forbidden to demolish a Beis HaKnesses unless you have a replacement prepared. If a community wants to do renovations and wants to build a new Beis HaKnesses, they may not demolish the old Beis HaKnesses until the new Beis HaKnesses is in position. Because if they were to demolish the old Beis HaKnesses, there is a concern that they'll never rebuild the new Beis HaKnesses. And the Bali Machshav asks the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is bound to fill, is required to fill the laws of Shulchan Aruch. How then was the Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed to destroy the Beis HaMikdash when there was no replacement yet made? There was no Bayis, there was no Beis HaMikdash in place. And the answer is exactly what the pasuk says, that we may not realize it, that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu already planned, Choshev Hashem L'Hashchis Choymas V'Asim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He planned to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, not a Kav. Kav here is a plumb line. It is the first tool that a builder uses to prepare the foundation for the new project, his project. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim was planting the seeds of Geula as He planned to destroy the Bayis Sheni. And perhaps that's really what it means here in this kin as well, where it says Vayimadet Kov. Simply means that Titos measured the line. But it can also mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu measured the line. As Titos was walking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, defiling the Kodesh HaKadoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this moment in time was measuring, was preparing, was planting the seeds of Geula, Kimare Adamdam. From our perspective, it was prepared in blood, through death, through Chorban, through destruction. But we are required to have emuna, pshut, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, faith, simple faith, absolute faith, that in the darkest of times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is planting the seeds of Geula and is laying the foundation for the Bayis Shlishi. Another theme, this kipiyut, it's important to keep in mind that this piyut, we do not describe the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That is not at all the theme. The theme is the defilement. There's a major difference between destruction and defilement. The destruction took place on the ninth day of Av. This keynote took place on the eighth day. There was a degree of defilement. Titos came into the Kodesh HaKadosh, the holiest place in the world, with a zone in the Sefer Torah, and he desanctified. He was mechallel, the makom of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is the place where the Kruvim stood. The Kruvim, Chazal tell us, had the tzura of a yenuka, of a child. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Shechina rested upon the tzura of children, because there is no kedusha, there is no purity like the Hevel Tinoikoi Shel Beis Rabban, Sheloi Toamu Tam Chet. The purity of children who have not tasted the tinge, the taste of sin. And perhaps it is for that very reason that this keynote concludes with children. The children who gave up their lives by taking their own lives in order not to be defiled by the Romans when they would reach their destination in Rome. It's Zeluumazeh, the response for Titos, who defiled the Holy of Holies, who defiled the Makam where the Kruvim, the children, the purity of children resided. The response is to raise children Altaras HaKodesh. The response is the Kedusha Sashem that the children at the end of this kina demonstrated, recognizing what they were being taken for and giving up their own lives to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Zeh Le'umazeh, the end of the kina is the response to what we have to give to Titos. Is Titos attempted to defile Kedusha, we have to add Kedusha. And the highest level of Kedusha is to instill Kedusha in the Tinoiko Shel Beis Rabban. Discussing this kin would be incomplete without mentioning the Kedusha that children in Golos have demonstrated, not just to give up their lives, to die Al Kiddush Hashem, but to live Al Kiddush Hashem. Very recently, Hanoch Teller published a new work, a new book. It's called Heroic Children, Untold Stories of the Unconquerable. Stories about children in the Holocaust. Hanoch Teller puts you in the mind of eight children, and he takes you through the Holocaust from their frame of mind. Not a frame of mind to die Al Kiddush Hashem, but from the perspective, the will to live Al Kiddush Hashem. And that is remarkable, because when you think about Rabbi Akiva, the Asarog in Malchus, Rabbi Akiva prepared his whole life, 120 years for this moment, Kol Yomai, my entire life, I was waiting for this moment when I can give up my life Al Kiddush Hashem. Where do children have such koach to give up their life Al Kiddush Hashem? Where do they have koyach to live with Mesiras Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem? Al Kiddush Hashem. There's one teeny little story there that Hanoch Teller, he quotes in the beginning, in the foreword of the book, which
to some degree captures the essence of the whole book. In the Kovno Ghetto, Rephaim Oshri was presented with a shaila from a child. We know that a child does not put on tefillin until they are bar mitzvah. There was a little boy who realized that very soon he would be taken to his death. And he approached Rav Oshri and he asked him, "Can I put on tefillin and make a bracha? I'm not yet bar mitzvah. My bar mitzvah is a few years away, but I'm not going to make it. I want to live al kiddush Hashem. I want to wear those tefillin like Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. I want to wear those tefillin. I want to live al kiddush Hashem." This is the response to Titus HaRosh, to instill kiddusha into the next generation, to live al kiddush Hashem. Zechor asher asat tzar bifinim shalav charboi vol lefnai velefnim nachlasing biyiskitim lech mafonim v'gida paroiches pala shteifonim v'soibim giel b'mogin me'odom v'yimadid kov kimari adam dom me'meinu dolach v'hishkir chitzav midom ki yotza ben abayis v'charboi melei adam al hagoy soy havois kover v'noto el yodo l'mulo l'gaber Mitzrayim v'choloim im bom givar ani b'sach ivuyoy arutz illaha b'tzavar. Aviseinu zara ki hichnisu b'achurav achla esh v'ze zoynet so hichnis v'loy nechvah bo esh avadim chitu b'sach il gavas esh v'al nebem b'veis esh mimorim sholach esh. Pramshenu tovanu ki hoitzik leishores v'somam. The summum, the only shy bum li hishores, Arenu no maki hishkin mishores, Lemotza tishim mishloisha clay shores, Noshim kishoru kivorits, the karka bayis, the olav hecherits, Sadim lu posu kivoi forits, the days kodishagadoshim, Sacha nosa hishrits, Bahurimi bakut sagu, Mehuzokim, the soru ki yuzak, the shishim, ribamazikim, Zikanim niv asu ki hirshuhu mishokim. Asoi sritsoinu v'huosor bozikim Shav asoi tein v'ayovo yadmoin v'yesabev choyma v'yavein samoin Nafla evro al ninei pizza lachvuluz v'yamoin Ahad kinut ashmidoi v'yamoin Al pesach harabayis heichel avoy b'yar arbo roshay taf sirov l'hacharivoy Al tzad marovi l'zecher hisribo v'tzog achar kosleinu v'loi rovrivo Ata kotzavta v'yushay solif anois Yelodi ma'ashoin bohem kolmo mishon l'hafnois Lamadog shugoyim v'loi shato Eslamin chobinos v'yishulchom eretz gutz v'shoshibinos Hashiveinu shivu v'kivou b'nich v'nivcheyon בשיתפו עצמם יחד מפה ביום שיר ותשפוך ושורו כעל יום כי הולך הורגני במסולוס יום כי סיימוס בו על נפשם כל זויס פועס לבלוי שיר חכנוך חילו לממושוין תגבו סום נוסנו למשב מבושון ובאס כל נשמו אורו למוס ישון כינו י' זיין אם תחלנו נושם פיר יום אילי טיפוחים על הלילי. This kina is a very tragic kina. We describe the pektira of children. Children who leave this world way before their time. There are, I believe, 22 expressions describing different ages, infants, toddlers, adolescents, young adults, all different types of children, and their untimely petira. The first one is possibly the worst to record, to read about in Techalno Noshim Piryam, mothers to eat their own children who they have raised, Oilele Tipuchim, they have cared for. Ailele, woe to me. What's more frightening about this kina is that it tells us why it happened. Today, our generation, there is no one that can tell us why bad things happen to good people. It's an impossibility. We don't have Ruach HaKodesh. We can improve ourselves, everyone on their madrega, but no one can say why something happens. We have no understanding.
But in this kina, the Kalir tells us why it happened. It's a shocking statement. The very end it says, my people, they complain, they read this kina, the 22 expressions of grief over the loss of children before their time. They let it be known to the world. But they don't tell people why it happened to them. I'll tell you why it happened. You want to know why it happened? You tell everyone, referring to the time of the Churban Bayis, of course, the time of the Bayis Rishon, primarily the Bayis Rishon, into Chal Noshim Pirya Mashmiyim. But you don't want to tell the secrets. Vim Yehoreg Bim Mikdosh Hashem Koyin Vinavi Loi Mashmiyim. The cause is because you murdered Zechariah ben Yehoyada HaKoyin. What's the story of Zechariah ben Yehoyada HaKoyin? There's a kina devoted to this at the end of the kinois. The story there is that after the death of Achaziyahu, Hamelech, Yehu killed Achav, and he killed Achaziyahu. Asalia, the mother of Achaziyahu, was seized by a fit of insanity. And she decided that she wanted to be the queen. So she wiped out her whole family. She poisoned her whole family. And there was one survivor. Yoash. Yoash was an infant. He was the only survivor. He was put away by Achaziyahu's sister, Yehoshavas, and her husband, Yehoyada. He was hidden in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh, above the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what's called the Chatzar HaMitois. And he was hidden there for 6 years, until he was 6 years old. And at that point in time, Yehoyada HaKoyein, he organized a conspiracy to remove from power Asalia and to crown the 6-year-old boy Yoash, and he succeeded. And Yoash was raised, groomed by Yehoyada HaKoyein. He was the last descendant alive of David HaMelech, the Zera David. And Yehoyada HaKoyein, he raised and groomed and trained Yoash, and Yoash and Klal Yisrael owed everything that they have to the heroic actions of Yehoyada HaKoyein. And the Pesukim record that he died 130 years old. He was given a beautiful funeral. He was made, acceptance were made on his behalf. He was buried among the kings, even though he was not from the Zera of the Malchus. And then everything turned sour. People began, without the leadership of Yehoyada HaKoyein, the conscience of Yehoyada HaKoyein, people began to worship idols, and they turned Melech Yoash into an Avodah Zarah. And the time came when it was Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and it was in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was a Shemitah year, and there was every possible degree of Kedusha present, and this person, Zechariah, who was the child of Yehoyada, the child of Yehoyada, gave Musar to Klal Yisrael, what are you doing by worshipping Avodah Zarah? What is going on here? And the people wanted to murder Zechariah ben Yehoyada, and the king gave permission. They stoned him with stones in the Beis HaMikdash itself, in the court of the Beis HaMikdash, on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, while he was delivering Musar to the people. In the Shemitah year, he was murdered in cold blood. And the Pasuk could not be clearer. Veloy Zochar, what was the sin of murdering Zechariah, the son of Yehoyada? Veloy Zochar Yoash HaMelech HaChesed, the kindness, Asher also Yehoyada Aviv, his father, Imo with him, Vayaharog Es Bino, he killed the child of the man that he owed everything to, Uvimoysoy, and as Zechariah was murdered, as he died, Omar, he said the immortal words, Yere Hashem the Yidrash. The Kalir here is very clear. It was Mida Keneged Mida. The tragedy of loss of children at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon was Mida Keneged Mida. People did not care for someone else's child, for the child of the person that has done everything for them, has guided them through life and done everything for them. Mida Keneged Mida, your children will not be spared. Clear, very clear. This year, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan. In this community, we suffered a very great tragedy. The loss of 7 children of the Sassoon family. Chazal tell us, Hameis Echad bin HaChavura Yidag Kol HaChavura Al Achas Kamo V'Kamo, a child. Al Achas Kamo V'Kamo, 7 children. Al Achas Kamo V'Kamo, 7 children from 1 family. Right here, few blocks. Avol Ashenim Anachim. This happened in our community. We bear responsibility. What Gavril Sassoon has become, the Rabban Shel Yisrael in Yonei Emuna. Anyone has heard him speak is just in awe. His words, immortal words, we have to surrender before the Ribbono Shel Olam, have touched the heart of every member in Klal Yisrael. There's something else he said in his hesped, which I want to share with you. He asked the question, why is it that parents, very simple question, why do parents love their children? What is it about your child that you'll do anything for? What is it? Is it because you view him as an extension of yourself? It's true. Ask a psychologist, why do parents love children? And he said something very, very, very deep. It's because your neshama, deep down, subconsciously, you see in your child the Gilui Hashem, the revelation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Perhaps what he means is that a person with regard to himself, you know, Gebedov, you can't see Hashem operating, bringing things together. And when it comes to other people, it's hard to identify with someone else and to see the Yad Hashem, the Gilui Hashem in others. But your child is just the right balance. When you see your child come into this world from nothing, a human being develops out of nowhere. It's a miracle. It's the Gilui Hashem. When you see the struggles, the successes, the failures of your child, you see the poil, you see openly the Gilui, the revelation of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. A person's neshama is a chelek ne'eloka mimal, and when you see the Gilui Hashem in your child, you're overwhelmed. This is what's happening behind the scenes, behind in a person's mind. You are witnessing the Gilui Hashem in this world. His idea has answered a question that I always had, ba'oifa nifla, in a wondrous way. This kina, the Kalir tells us, do you know why it happened, this horrible tragedy in the time of the Bais Rishon? Children died before their time? Because they murdered a Koyein Venavi. A Koyein Venavi. But Rabbeisai, that's not what it says in the Pasuk. It's 100% irrelevant that Zechariah was a Kohen, was the Navi. That's not the issue. He could have been the simple person no one knew about, was not a famous person. He was the child of someone to whom you owed a degree of Hakara Satov. The Pasuk, we mentioned the Pasuk, V'loi Zohar Yoyosh HaMelech HaChesed Asher Osa Yehoyodo Oviv Imo V'ayaharoik Es Bino Uvim Oso Amar Yera Hashem V'Yidrosh. It has nothing to do with the fact that he was a Kohen and a Navi. It has the only thing that counts here, he was someone else's child. So why then does the Kalir write Im Yehoreg B'Migdash Hashem Kohen V'Navi? Rav Gavril Sassoon has answered the question. What is it about your own child? It's the Gilui Hashem. The Kohen and the Navi are the ones who are Megale the Ribbono Shel Olam. What did they see? What were they supposed to see in Yehoyada, Zechariah ben Yehoyada? The Gilui Hashem in someone else's child. Every child has a spark of a Kohen v'Navi. the Gilui Hashem, the words of Hashem, the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here it was so easy, because not only was there a natural Gilui Hashem, there was a supernatural Gilui Hashem. He was a Navi, he was the Kohen Gadol. V'miyahorek b'mikdash Hashem, Kohen v'Navi, you fail to see the spark of the Gilui Hashem in someone else's child. And for that, you are guilty. The limud hamusar of this kina leaps off the page. We have a tendency to focus on ourselves, to focus on our children. It's all about me. It's all about I. The avod is, it's not just about you and me. It's about someone else. It's time to focus on someone else's child, to see the Gilui Hashem in other people's children. That is what the Kalir is Toiveya demands from us in this Kina. Not just for today, but throughout the entire year. Hamedudim tefachim tefachim ale laili im ti goiz na pasrei shom misaksh misakshan el susim parchem ale laili im tid mak lashoin yoinek lufeg bitzimon tzichichim ale laili im tehoi menol zolu mazol boin vashales boneinu tzorichim ale laili im teva adna zol lzol tnivneich vuhu chavui minu tach misachim ale laili in his men on the side of us, I love the end. We have no bonus. I'll give my son in his pocket. My lean the Tyson, I'm a member of a person here. Give him to the family. Even Tia care, no, the sheep like him. It's him. A shot. I am. I'll leave. The Albanim, Shachim Alavi, Imti Koshalma, Shemoy Nemeos, Moginim, Barov Eluchim Alavi, Imtu Luhat Naruchom, Bimine, Luchim, the Noidus Nifuchim Alavi, Imtimo Atma, Elf Meom, Meosodom, Adecholima Pochim Alavi, Imtog Nos Nolimosach, Echol, Shmoyim of Koyan, Perachim Alavi, Imti Soraf Noshom, Kol Oisam Hanifoshois, Kikoitsin Kisuchim Alavi. Empty pochach menozom. Tishol kabin loyche yiladim menuchim alaliim tu kanosh loshmeus yonkim al soicha achas misuchim alaliim teira enarakos fanugois kivulois al yad rab tavochem alaliim tishkavnom ben shil fatoyim benois adivin zhubochim alaliim tisan afna apasamavim vatsimam zhubochim. Bruch HaKodesh Lemula Marim Hoi Al Kol Shechenai Horoim Mashik Ros Shik Ron Moidim V'yes Asher Osu Loi Moidim Im Bechal Menoshim Piryon Ashmiim Im Yehoreg B'migdash Adonai Koin V'Novi Lohoi Mashmiim. Going to go to Kina Yutes, L'cho Hashem HaTzedaka. To you Hashem is righteousness. This Kina Yutes, is the Kina of Tzidduk HaDin, where we accept upon ourselves, we accept responsibility for our Chatoim, and we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done justice. We say Tzidduk HaDin is recited at a funeral. Every funeral at the time when the mace is brought to the Beis HaChaim, there are 14 expressions, 14 verses that are recited to fulfill the requirement of being matztik alav asadin, to accept upon ourselves divine judgment. And in this kina, we really do the same thing. There are 12 expressions here. It's the same idea, l'cho Hashem hatzedaka. The Medrash tells us, the Medrash takes note that the word Hatzedaka is the same as Tzedek. And the Medrash says, "Ilu zechisan klal Yisrael, had you merited, had you been fortunate, hayisem koirim, you would have been saying, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. You shall pursue with intensity righteousness. Achshav, but now that you have failed to be righteous, shaloi zechisem koirim tzadik hu Hashem kifihu marisi. You'll have to say this pasuk, tzadik hu Hashem, Hashem, you are righteous, I have rebelled against you. If a person would accept upon himself, a person would be righteous in this world, then there would not be a requirement for a person to have to suffer tragedy. If you don't want to fulfill tzedek, tzedek tirdof, you'll have to accept upon yourself the judgment from heaven. This kina, this medrash is telling us something very frightening. Unfortunately today, there's a magefa of conduct in the business world that is far from ideal among us. Unfortunately, we hear every so often stories, scandals of geneva, gezela, corruption. Not every story is true, chas v'shalom. Unfortunately, we know firsthand that many are grossly exaggerated. But unfortunately, after everything is said and done, between the cracks, there are plenty of horror stories that circulate among us. And the Chilul Hashem is enormous. This is not who we are. This is not the way we were trained to behave, to conduct ourselves in business. We were meant to be a people who are honest, people of integrity, impeccable ethics in business practices. And that is what the Piyot and the Medrash are telling us. Shame on you. Today should have been a day when there would be a world conference and all the nations of the world would gather together and say about us, look at this nation. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Impeccable in their dealings with others in monetary matters. But chaval, chaval, woe to us. It's Tisha B'Av. And instead of the world saying about us, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, we have to say, l'cho Hashem ha-tzedakah. The message is clear. We have to be mechazik ourselves, to be squeaky clean in our dealings in Inyanei Mominus, in Adam L'Chavero, between us and the government, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no excuse. This is who we are. This is who we are supposed to be. We are a nation of tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. L'cho Adonai Hatzdaka b'Yisrael asher hifleisa me'yazviyah ha'adotav lanu b'shapanim b'v'china asher nitzrafnu b'osanu ti'afta. L'cho Adonai Hatzdaka b'goy mikerv goy lo kachas b'masais lanu b'shapanim בדייב ישנים סבונו כמעשה המעשה יסלוחות מהצעק בכל חו אלוהים לפתע סלילון ולנו בשפן גבעי אמרו אל ים בים סיים סוף גאי בלוחה בפרש המלוחות מהצעק בזה חוויית המען די ואתם עדיי ואני אלוהים ולנו בשפן וחרפינו אדוני בסינקו מעשה לנו אלוהים לוחות מהצעק בטעם שהית am tanu kitsa pichis bidvash v'lanu b'shapanim b'yoyim hikravnu l'fonav solas v'shemenu dvash l'chad me'atzaka b'chil kolmanu b'er v'amuranon v'lanu b'shapanim b'lechem hakiloi kelavoy seinu b'ahalehem b'rognon l'chad me'atzaka b'amidbar loy chosarnu d'va v'lanu b'shapanim b'ni atzoy slovan b'chatzios v'dizav kam כמדובר לוחד מהצדקה בשיחוין ואיג בכל ממלכה הסכנן ולנו בישה ספונים באוכן השמועל בחיר בלי מצוי מען We're going to go now to Kino Chof Aleph. Kino Chof Aleph is the Kino of the Asora Haruge Malchus. Arze Halvonon Adire HaTorah, the cedars of Lebanon, the mighty ones of the Torah, Baale Sereisin, the masters of the shields, B'Mishnah Uve Gemara. In this Kino we have only 8 of the 10 Asora Haruge Malchus. The Mefarshim tell us that there is a line that's missing. Some of the new kinois they have reinserted what has been missing. The two that are missing are Rabbi Elazar ben Domo and Rabbi Hanina ben Chakinai. We know that the Asar Haruge Malchus did not all live at the same time. They spanned approximately, well, different versions, different interpretations, either 50 years, 70 years, 90 years. But Chazal considered the 10 Asura Haruge Malchus as all living in one generation. And they say there was never a particular, a single generation in which there were so many great people. This took place right after the fall of the Beis HaMikdash. The first two, in fact, died before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, a month and a half. We'll discuss it in one moment. Chazal tell us that the Asura Haruge Malchus, the Kina that we read, the Slicha that we read on Yom HaKippurim, Eila Eskira, we there learn that it was a punishment for the chait of Mechiras Yosef, which explains why we folk dwell upon it today on Tisha B'Av. The chait of Mechiras Yosef is rooted in Sinas Chinam, and for that we suffer today, and therefore we focus on the Asar Haruge Malchus who were punished for the Sinas Chinam of the brothers against their brother, against Yosef. In this kino, let's discuss a few ideas. Number one, the first two of the Asar Haruge Malchus was the Nasi and the Kohen Gadol. So the time of the Bayis Sheni, the tail end. Chazal tell us it was the 25th day of Sivan, exactly 1 month and a half before Tisha B'Av, the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And the first two that were taken out was the Nasi, Rabban Shimon, and the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yishmael. And there was a discussion, who should be the first one to give up their life, to die, to be martyred, Al Kiddush Hashem. It was give and take. We know the story. Until ultimately, the decision was made, Yadu Goyrolos. Yadu Goyrol. Mi Rishoy Lacherev Berura. Let's cast lots. What is the significance of Python, the Kalir, not the Python. What is the significance of the Python telling us that a Goyrul was made to decide who should be the first to die Al Kiddush Hashem? The concept of Goyrulah is found in Parshas Pinchas, when we learn about the Chalukas Haaretz. When Eretz Yisrael was to be divided, the pasuk says, "Ach bigorol yecholei ka'aretz." The land should be divided through a goyrol. And the Mefarshim explained, what is the significance? Why is it that when Eretz Yisrael is given to a goyrol, why couldn't they just make a decision among themselves as to where everyone would live? And the answer is because we all know that when a goyrol represents the concept of hashkocha pratis. In a goyrol, it appears to be a chance why one person is selected and not another person. But the purpose of the goyrol is to force us to recognize that There is Hashkocha Pratis. The Yad Hashem is present in seemingly coincidental events. Eretz Yisrael was given to us through a Goyel, was given to us with the requirement that we have emunah, that nothing happens by chance. When Eretz Yisrael was taken away from us, it began with a Goyel, to remind us that nothing happens by chance. The word ach means but. But in Parshas Noach it means tsar. Vayishoer ach Noach. Noach was the only one left in the Teva. Rashi on the word ach aleph chav tells us that Noach was giving forth blood. He was goineach dam. The goineach v'choye dam. Mitoirach habehemos v'hachayos. The pasuk ach b'goral yecholek means two things. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu there's going to be an Eretz Yisrael, on the one hand, you will distribute, you will take possession from Eretz Yisrael through a goral. But ach, it's also sad. You should also realize b'goral yecholek, yecholek can also mean it will be taken away from you. The land will be relinquished, will be dismantled through a goral. The two leaders of Klal Yisrael that control the reins of leadership that control Eretz Yisrael are the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. And the Bayis Sheni, the Nasi, served in the capacity of the Melech. The Melech is a dugma, is a model of Yira Shamayim. The Melech is instructed to write a Sefer Torah and to read from the Sefer Torah v'koru bo kol yimei chayev l'man tilmad liyira es Hashem Eloikov. The Melech is the dugma of Yira Shamayim. The Kohen is the ish who's Kodesh V'tar. He's an ish who's Kodesh V'tar. And he serves as a model and a teacher for Klal Yisrael. And these two together, they are the leaders. They are our control, our achiza in Eretz Yisrael. The land was given to us through a goyel, and the land was taken away from us with the petira of the Kohen Gadol and the Melech through a goyel. Nothing happened by accident. It's another idea I want to share with you in this kina, and that is the petira of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was killed much later, at least 52 years later, if not more, at the time of the Churban Beit Har. And when the Medrash discusses his petira, it says something very interesting. As he was being taken out to be killed, Uches Shehoitziu, I'm reading from the Medrash, Eila Eskera, as they took out Rabbi Akiva to his execution, Zman Kriyashma Hoya. It was the Zman of Kriyashma. The question is, why is it necessary for the Medrash to relate that it was the Zman Kriyashma? Do we also want to know if it was the Zman of the Magen Avraham, the Zman of the Gra? What is this relevant? What would have been if it was not the Zman Kriya Shema? Does it mean that Rabbi Akiva would not have said the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? We would not have the conclusion Yotzo Nishmoso Be'echad? That's not logical. Why then is it relevant to know that it was the Zman of Kriya Shema? Perhaps the answer is, if we go to Chumash Devarim and Parshas Vayeschanan and we read about Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Rashi tells us the translation of the words Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Rashi says, Hashem Shuhu Elokeinu Ato. The Ribbono Shel Olam, who is our God now. V'loi Elokeihu Umos. The Umos Olam don't appreciate who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. They don't know from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Osid, the day will come, Lihiyos, it will be Hashem Echad. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ki Os, Epoch, El Amin Safa Veruda Likoy Kula Meshem Hashem V'Nemar Bayamahu Yashem Echad Shmo Echad. But not now. Now it's Hashem Elokeinu. This is the Taich, the translation of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But Chazal tell us there is a zaman for Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is not something you say the entire day. It has to be said at a precise time. And in the bigger picture of things, the broader picture of zman means there's a tekufa in world history of Kriya Shema. And then there are tekufos in world history when it's not the zman Kriya Shema. There are times in history when the Umos Ha'olam are respectful of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is not just Hashem Elokeinu. To a degree, he is HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the entire world. But there are tekufos in history where the Ribbono Shel Olam is only Hashem Elokeinu. We are like Avraham Ho'ivri, the Roish HaMaminim. It is us against them. The loyal okay, Hu'umos, they do not recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam. They are in a state of denial, indifference, or outright rebellion. It is only us. The Medrash tells us that when they took out Rabbi Akiva Lehoreg, it was a zaman of Kriya Shema. It was a tekufa in history of Hashem Elokeinu. The world did not appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when you're living in a zaman of Hashem Elokeinu, Avraham Ho'ivri, extraordinary measures are required. Mesiras Nefesh is required. Rabbi Akiva had to give up his life to show the world Hashem Elokeinu. If it wasn't a zman of Kriya Shema, if it's Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, then perhaps the intensity of the Mesiras Nefesh is not required. It's only because Uchshehoitziyuhu Lehoreg Zeman, it was a tekufa of Kriya Shema. Today, Rabbi Isai, for us, we are living in a zman of Kriya Shema. We all can appreciate that in our lifetimes, over the last number of years, the world has gone off the deep end. The world is in a state of denial, indifference, rebellion, ignorance. The only ones that are the Shomer Emunin are Klal Yisrael. It is a zman of Hashem Elokeinu. And when we're living in a tekufa of Kriya Shema, extraordinary measures are required. Not chas v'sholom to give up our lives, but mesiras nefesh, to be medaktik in mitzvos, in Torah, shmiras ha-mitzvos, limud ha-musar, in yonei emuna, yichud Hashem, to see the Yad Hashem in Hashkocha Pratis. We're living in a time of Kriya Shema. Extraordinary measures are required of us. At the end of the Kina, we read the words, Kohena v'Kohena, in this manner, and again in this manner, Hoisifu b'nei avla, Le'anois b'ga'ara. Sons of iniquity, evil people, wicked people, have continued to torture us with reproof. How can we now reflect when we read this kin and read these words upon the Har Nof massacre? The Har Nof massacre, there were four kedoshim. By Tversky, Hashem Yinkom Domoy, a descendant of Chaim Soloveitchik, a member of the Brisker dynasty, a person who captures the beginning of the Kina, Arzei Halavonon, Adirei HaTorah, the Balei Sreisin, the Mishnah of the Gemara. Rav Moshe Tversky is a Kodosh, Talmud Chacham, an einikul of the Tolna Rebbe, an einikul of the Goyin Rav Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, the person who we can say in our generation was the Haloshein Hanimaheres Lohoyrois Beimre Shefer, the tongue that was quick to teach with beautiful words. How can it be that his einikol, the avoinois, eich ata, lecheches es ha'ofar? How could it be that his einikol licks the dust? It's only because the avoinois, we have been touched by the midas hadin. We have been touched by a degree of the asara haruge malchus in this generation. Rav Kalman Levine, Hashem Yinkum Domai, read the Hespedim. There's a theme that comes, leaps out of the pages. His unusual koyach hatzfila, dovok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tzfila. They describe him as davening as a neshama b'li guf. The horrors of the Asura Riga Malchus, we read how the Hegmoin, Rosho, Hapoishet, Eis, Higia, Limkoim, Tfilin, Mitzvah, Asbora, Tsoak, Tsoako, Vinizdazog, Oilam, Eretz, the Eretz, Hispoira, the earth screamed and the earth crumbled. The word Tfilin is the plural of Tfila. Enemy has touched the nekoim of tefillah. A dogma of true tefillah of Kalman Levine, Hashem Yinkum Damai, and of Avraham Shmuel Goldberg, and of Aryeh Kupinski, Hashem Yinkum Damam, Tzadikim Ukidoshim, Kitoyer Harakia Masirim. How could it be? Lishboich domam niher kishor par. Their blood was spilt swiftly like an axe. We have been touched by the midas hadin. The only thing we can do today is be mispalel the end of the kina, where we read the words Yetiv Hashem v'lo yosef od liyasera. We can beg Hashem, be good to us. Yetiv Hashem v'lo yosef od liyasera. Do not continue anymore to punish us. Amitz birkayim koishaloi. Strengthen the knees that are faltering. Chelek Yaakov u'moshia. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the portion of Klal Yisrael, you are the Savior in our times of trouble. The Tzedek Yimloich Melech, for righteousness may you reign as a king. Yoimar, may you say, Shomu Yimei Evlech, your days of mourning are over. Le'oiroi Nisa V'neilecha, and may we travel forward in the radiance of your light. Arze halavana in nadire hatoyra bale sreis in the mishnu of the gemara gibore choya chamolecha bitohoro doma mishpach vinoshe so gibura hinam kidosh erge malchus asada vialei lani vachia veini nigra zoiz bizochri ezak vimara chemda as yisrael koya kodesh neze vatoro tohoyre lev kidosh nesu bimiso chamura
I'm
go fast now.
I know it's hard.
I'll go fast.
I'm trying to do more English.
Okay, more English, okay.
Okay, I understand.
Okay. I'm trying. If you see, I'm trying. I'm trying to learn. I'm with this.
Okay. I'm probably Molly Chu to listen.
Okay. Can I just a little bit of 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 a little bit
Fall Goy, Rav Rabban Shimon Prashant. Shimon Prashant, so Rabbi Bachar B'Gizel Gizel, Rabbi Rabban Shimon Chazah Ha'ig Man Lahar Gubin Nefesh, Bin Nefesh, Bin Nefesh. Natal Roy Shoy, when the son of Yalar Kuvo, he saw the Rahato Hira, son in the Valena with the Valpir Baha Vogimura, on the Yamar Pamis Kamitara, Pisa Niknisola, Misa Mishuna, the Kamura, Siva Lahaf Shivis Rosha, the Sar Hasikira, Kiam the Hira, Yamur, Lahaf Shikhi, the Nalira, Rosha, Hapoy Shiri, Sigilum, Kuntu, Mitzas Bodo, so at Kovin is Daza, or Ilam there, it's his spoiler. May I call of the US Rabbi Akiva, Oikahan, the Tekan and Zobizo, the Sada, the Sarkwis, the Sada Masrek, Shobars, Ali, his Shabara, the Yatsa, son Nishma, Sabia, Khodaska, Lamera, Ashrek, or Rabbi Akiva, Kufaktar, Bukhomine, Tohara, Ben Bova, Rabbi Hudakh, the Hibi, the Shivan, the Vasara, Nerang, Ben Shimshon, the Hibinaria. Yoshe Bissan, his son Yanaki, the Khosi, the Wachtel, the Mahara, Rabbi Khani, and the Tantradio, and Akhada Makil, Kibas, Pitsion, Sharon. And even We go now to Kino Chof Beis. Kino Chof Beis is the first of four kinos that eulogize, lament, mourn the victims of the First Crusade in the year 1096. There are four kinos that discuss the Crusades: Kino Chof Beis, Kino Chof Hei, Kino Chof Tes, Kino Lamed Gimel. Two of the four, Kino Chof Hei and Kino Lamed Gimel, are more of an historical account. They tell us the dates, Tatnu, they tell us how many years into the cycle, the 19-year cycle, they tell us the cities, whereas Kino Chof Beis and Kino Chof Tes are more of a general description of the events that happened at this point in time. To review, let's go over some of the basic background to the event. The year 1096, the Christian crusaders, they march to Jerusalem, to Yerushalayim, to take back the church of the Holy Sepulchre. Actually says this in this kino, Me'oz nis'oirer goy, it was when a goy az, a powerful wicked nation rose up, doyresh, to seek shucha, to seek out the pit. The pit is a derogatory term that the Python uses to refer to the church of the Holy Sepulchre that the Crusaders wanted to take back. And as they marched across Europe, they decided that they might as well take the lives of all of the infidels, including Acheinu Bnei Yisrael. And as they passed through the Rhineland, there were three particular cities that we focus on in this kingdom, the kingdom of Tisha B'Av, that were known by its acronym Kihilois Shum, Shin Vav Mem, garlic.
stands for Shum is Shapira Varmiza Magensia, also known as Speyer, Worms, and Mainz. It started, this took place in the year 1096 in between Pesach and Shavuos, Chodesh Iyar, leading into Sivan, right before Shavuos and on Shavuos. It started with 10, and ultimately when it was all over, there were up to 10,000 of the best of Klal Yisrael murdered. Murdered in the most brutal way possible. It amounted to a third or even a half of the Jews of Europe at the time. There were, historians tell us, there were 60,000 people who marched across Europe. Many of them were armed, including peasants, knights, pilgrims. The tefillos that we recite on Shabbos, the Av HaRachamim, were composed in memory of these Kedoshim. Some explain the reason why we have Avelus between Pesach and Shavuos was really established to mourn, as a reminder, to mourn for the Kedoshim of the First Crusade. It began a new Tukuf in Klal Yisrael, where we realized how vulnerable we really are to the Umos HaOlam. The Kedoshim were not prepared for what was going to happen. It was the first time that a large-scale violence that was organized with the encouragement and the permission of both government and religion was unleashed against the Jewish people. Just as many of us are familiar that Kristallnacht is, in one way, the beginning of the Holocaust, the First Crusade of 1096 was the beginning, was the Kristallnacht of the tragedies that would exist, that would occur for the next 1,000 years. An attitude shared by the Umos HaOlam that the property of a Jew is hefker and the blood can be spilled like water. At this time, when the Kedoshim, who were the greatest of the great, these were the Baalei Tosfos, as they were being murdered, they were still writing the Perush on the Gemara that we have today in the Baalei Tosfos. The Baalei Tosfos, the Tosfos that we take for granted, you learn a Daf Yomi, Daf Gemara, and you read a Tosfos. Some of those Tosfos were written in blood, as the Crusaders were marching, were standing behind their back. The Mesiras Nefesh V'Torah was something that we cannot even believe. The purity, the tahara of the people that lived in this time was beyond our wildest understanding. And as the Crusaders marched, there was a dilemma that many, many parents had, what to do with their children. They realized that they would be tortured to death, their children would be taken and be converted to Christianity, and many engaged in what we consider to be a very controversial practice of taking their own lives and taking the lives of their children in advance of the Crusaders. And this Kina very powerfully describes what happened. I'm going to read now a few lines and translate them. It's towards the beginning of the Kina. It begins with the word v'nisva'adu, b'frishusu v'tahara. These groups of Achenu b'nei Yisrael, they gathered together in prishus and purity, lekadesh, to sanctify Shem HaGadol V'Hanayra, the holy and awesome name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ish esochiv chizku v'ezra, each man strengthened his brother. They discussed what they were planning to do among themselves. Lihidabek b'yira tohara, to cleave, to embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu with pure fear. And they decided, b'li kiraya la'avodah zarah, they would refuse to bow down to an idol. If the Crusaders would offer them their lives in exchange for converting, they would refuse to do so, v'lo chasu gever or gevira. And they realized that their children would not be able to withstand the request of the Crusaders. So what they did to their children was, they had no compassion upon them. Albadim on their children, who would sefiras tefaro, the crown of glory. Avalozhu Gavur Yisir, they girded themselves with incredible strength. Lahaloim Roish, to smash the heads. The Likroitz Shedra, to sever the spine of their children. And they said the words which I believe are the most haunting words of all the Kinos that we read today. The following words. As they took the lives of their children, and as we'll see, they describe taking of the lives of their children as the offering of sacrifices. They said the following to their children. The Alemo to their children, Dibru Ba'amiro, they spoke the following. Lo zochinu ligadelchem la Torah. We did not merit to raise you in the ways of Torah. And therefore, we have no choice but nakrivchem, to sacrifice you as a sacrificial offering. Ka'ola, like a burnt offering. The haktora, like the ketores, the incense. And our children, do not worry, have faith that we will be reunited. There will be a time of Techiyah Sameisim. The niske imochem, we will merit to be with you, le'oira, to see the light of the Ribbono Shel Olam, hatzufuna, that is concealed, me'ein kol v'aluma, from every eye in this world. But do not worry, we will be reunited with you in the Olam Ho'emes, and in this world at the time of Techiyah Sameisim. The words are haunting. Every time you deal with children and struggle, these words should come to mind. Lo zochinu legadelchem l'Torah. They did not merit, but we do. And we can't take that for granted. There are more expressions here that are extremely powerful. A little later on, it talks about chasanim and kalois. As they were about to be killed, me'ulofois, the kalois, embraced their chasanim. Me'ulofois, bizrois, chasanim. Minutochois, they were butchered, becherev, by sword, v'chidoinim, and spears. Go on to mourn the loss of Torah. Torah, Torah, chigrisak, vispalshi ba'afarim. Gird yourself with a sackcloth. Roll yourself in the ashes. Evel yochir asilach u'mispa tamurim. This mourning is one of a kind. We look back at the Crusades. We have to realize that the Crusades was a period of time where there was a war between those who embraced the ideology of Esav against those who embraced the ideology of Yishmael. It was a war between the Christians and the Muslims. The calling cry of the Christians was crusade, the calling cry of the Muslims was jihad. What were they fighting about? What was the root stirring of their hearts that brought about this world war? Chazal tell us they were both coming to claim that they are the Yoyresh of Avraham Avinu. Esav believes, Yishmael believes, that he was the firstborn. Avraham had two children, two sons. First was Yishmael, and then came Yitzchak. Yishmael says he's the Yoyresh of this world. Esav says Yitzchak had two sons, Yaakov and Esav. Esav was the firstborn. We have to recognize Emunah LaKadosh Baruch Hu, that what Hashem said to Avraham, Ki bi Yitzchak yikore l'chozora. Yitzchak v'lo Yishmael. Bi Yitzchak v'lo Esav. We are the Yorshim of Avraham Avinu. Esav and Yishmael, the common denominator is that we are not the Yoyresh. In this instance, our enemy's enemy is our enemy. Who is the one that is responsible for the rejection of Esav and Yishmael, their dominance in Olam Hazeh as the representative of Avraham Avinu? Who is the one that gets the credit for their rejection? It is the Imahos. Vatere Sora es ben Hagar ha-Mitzris asher yoldoli Avraham mitzachik. Vatamili Avraham goresh ha ma'azos v'yasmina ki lo yirash ben ha-ma'azos v'niyim Yitzchak. And Hashem ultimately said to Avraham Avinu, Kol asher toimar Sora shma b'koyla. Ki b'Yitzchak yikari l'chazara. It was Rivka who recognized that Yaakov is the one who deserves the brachos. V'ata b'ni shma b'koyli la'asher ani mitzavo oisach. Listen to me. The ones that get the credit for ki b'Yitzchak yikari l'chazara are the Imahos. And in this kina, we pay tribute to the Imahos. It is they who instill the midos in this kehila ishum, of being moiser nefesh in the most unusual way, being mekadesh shem shemayim in the most outstanding demonstration of yichud Hashem. And this kina is very relevant for us today in this generation, because we all know good and well that outside the walls of this building there's a war going on. There's a war between Esav and Yishmael for dominance in Olam Hazeh. There's a war between the East and the West. When a new politician rises to power, we even question, to whom is your loyalty? Is it to Esav or is it to Yishmael? The Crusades are here today. It's just the names have changed. And the only way for us to overcome the danger, the vulnerability that we find ourselves in that both Esav and Yishmael view us as irrelevant, view us as imposters, and we find ourselves being caught in the crossfire, and find ourselves as collateral damage of this milchama, is to recognize, is to do, to behave in a way to show that we are the Yorushim of Avraham Avinu. The reason why Yishmael was rejected was because he was a mitzachik. Mitzachik has many interpretations, but the simple interpretation is a person is the mida of leitzanis, to not appreciate, to not take seriously what we have. The mida of Esav is kitzayid b'fiv, deceit, to live a double life, to behave as a chazir, to extend the split hooves, to appear in public as being a tzaddik. I'm kosher, but behind closed doors, to live a double life, to behave in a despicable manner. In order for us to be menatzeach over Esav and Yishmael, we have to be mechazik ourselves in the midos that the Imahos saw in us. The Imahos saw that we are not a nation who is a mitzachik. We are not people who are tzayid b'fiv. We have to go back to the shorash and to the roots, be mechazik in appreciating and elevating and taking seriously the avodas Hashem. To take seriously the midah of Yaakov Avinu, the Ishton, Yoshev Aholin, to distance ourselves from any degree of deceit, of tzayid b'fiv. I want to conclude with one thought. The Crusades took place in the year 1096, but the milchama of world dominance really began in the year 1071. What's called the Battle of Manzikert. It was in this battle that the Seljuk Turks went to war against the Byzantine Empire and succeeded in conquering much of Asia Minor and began the systematic reduction of the Byzantine Empire at this time. And that's what led to the emperor to petition the Pope for assistance in retaliating, and led for the first to the first crusade in 1095, the People's Crusade in 1096, where we found ourselves caught in the crossfire between Esav and Yishmael. The year 1071 is exactly 1,000 years since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Churban Beis HaMikdash took place in the year 70. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it took place in the year 71. But even according to those that learned that it took place in the year 70, the Churban began in the year 70, but there were many battles that continued to rage, and there was a parade, there was an aftermath, and went on for a year. The Churban was not complete until the year 71. And it's very interesting that exactly 1,000 years later, in the year 1071, Esav and Yishmael were jealous of Klal Yisrael and began to demand that they be the dominant force in this world, that they be the representatives of Avraham Avinu. They are the Yorshim. What is the significance? I really don't know to understand what is the significance of why this began exactly 1,000 years. But there's one thing that we can reflect upon. The incredible emunah that the people of living in the time of the Crusades expressed, it was legendary. Their emunah pshuta. We say in davening every day, some say in davening, at the conclusion of davening, ani mamim be'emunah shleima b'vias ha-mashiach. V'yaf al pi sheyismameh im kol ze achakelo b'chol yom sheyovo. Yoimoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. These people lived for 1,000 years, represented Klal Yisrael after 1,000 years. Yoimoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu of being mitzapeh for Mashiach. And af al pi sheyismameh im kol ze achakelo, they demonstrated their emunah pshuta in the way they behaved, conducted themselves in this very difficult time. May their zchus, may their sacrifice be a zchus for us. May it protect us. May we never have to see such tragedies again. Hacharishu mimeni vada deiro v'yavor alaymom. Chomos ezak v'shoy l'chor shoychei v'shomaymom. Hetzikasni ruchi v'lo yuchal edo imakei ledo efer v'eshomaymom.
When you start, you say which kin you're going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
When you finish the whole, say
okay,
just
okay.
Before you
okay,
begin.
Okay.
Not about
okay. Mir hoz nisa vok vos de jo vos sila bi dai hoy hoy ge iz miftakhon bisulo sa hay ba khura hay no sach bin es sicha be vayish kol khut sa iz de vlas san kasukha oy lo lave tap hay de khshavu zo mali barbe yali mo mazo de mazo la khavo yezo de mazo 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 Erelim suvitzaku moro svoi tamro hoi hoi nangro kol kachalo v'nisvadu b'frisho suvitohodo l'kade shem ha-godol v'hanaron v'yishalochi v'chizku v'ezro l'idovek b'yirot v'hoiro b'li kroi ala v'lazor v'lechosu g'ivu g'viru v'albonim tzifiru astifar v'havu avlo zru g'vur yisero v'haloim roish v'lekroi tzshedram v'leim hudibu b'aniro l'zochinu l'gadelchem v'atoiro nakrivchem k'oilo v'haktoro v'nizkei mochem l'hoiro hatsifuno me'in kol v'aluma Os es kim gedel mit gatan mit kabel hava din shekh mit nem tken gyat mit kras maze fane ben ergo hava in ma ben sal ben 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 Aber wir haben ja gerade durch den Fanneach Nie Katze bin gewesen, mir sagt es noch dem mir vorher habe es mir ja mir sorry schon dem mir auf den Zeus mir ja wird dann mir schade der Mama kein viel hatte ich habe Nie il khay mil kham tekh bi yashu shon em kiyo Vavo hoy shoy va shaver le noy sadim bim divas nefesh va chavov mit zivim B'chil yonei na'ayim tzal tzal maves v'lo sedadim erev oymen b'yitin tzifadim v'yker mitzapim b'yigale oyrim mimarei einem asher heima sharim chutz shik l'chede v'eima mecha nechadorim admo saita b'noye kol sesadim kane l'soyros asher serofu azadim kilo uha pira uha kira uha ligzadim kisidim sivuchim higdilu hamidurim Ha'alele tisapek adoim kol yitzurim tinkoim dom hanishbach kemaim ha'amugarim mishoid aniyim enka seurim am shove pesha lunim umurim richamo oysam ba'al tacharima karnam hagviya viharima arve besifi viahima vikol nihihi arima We come now to Kinachav Gimel. Kinachav Gimel v'yas Navi Chatosi Hish Nima. Regarding my temple, my sin has caused its destruction. This Kina is the Kina, very well known Kina, the Beinu Bas of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. We mentioned before Rabbi Shmuel was the second of the Haruge Malchus. The aftermath of the Haruge Malchus, 97,000 people were taken captives. Among them was his son and daughter. The Kina relates the story we all know very well. One son was taken by one master, the daughter was taken by another master. The two masters met, bragging among each other, to themselves, of the spoils of war. And each one described how beautiful their captive was, like the daughters, Kitsia Diyamima, like the daughters of Eoiv. And the other described that his captive was beautiful like the sun at the time of sunset. They came up with a plan that they would join these two captives in marriage, produce offspring, sell the offspring as slaves, and become very wealthy. The two were taken into a room at night. Each one stood in a corner and cried and mourned the entire night. In the morning, at the crack of dawn, when they recognized one another, they realized they were brother and sister, they embraced, and their neshamos departed mitoch tsar. The expressions the Python uses in this kina are extremely intense. At the very end it says, L'zos for this yikonin yirmiyahu b'shia, amidst the destruction, gezeira zos, this terrible gezeira, tomid, anivochia, I cry continuously. Ulvilvavi, and in my heart, yikad yikod, a fire burns. Uchaviya, another expression of burning, a fire burning in my heart. Albein ubas mispadrav aharima, I raise up a lament over the tsar of the boy, the son, and the daughter of Rabbi Yishmael. This kina, we have a record of exactly what the boy and girl said as they were crying. The son of the Kohen Gadol cried, Nin Aaron, can it be here? I, the descendant of Aaron HaKohen Eich, L'shifcha Yehi Noisei. How could it be? I'm about to marry a Shifcha. Bas Yocheved, she cried, Eich Le'evet Tinosei. These were two young adults that were now at the age of Shiduchim. This was the time when they were should have been been participating in a social event. Social events. To meet their bashert, to discover the baskal, bas pleini leplaini. But instead of being out there and seeking their zivug, they're here locked up in a dungeon crying, Eich l'shivcha yehenais, look at my prospects. For Shidduchim. Bas Yocheved, Beis Yaakov girl, did everything right. Look at my prospects for Shidduchim. Eich le'evet tinas. This Shidduch is where we mourn. I shouldn't say the word mourn. Where we express our tsar over the frustration, the hester ponim, the difficulty, the helplessness. in the parasha of Shidduchim v'Zivugim, we connect and we are mishtatef in the tzar of the Bein Ubas, Rabbi Yishmael. There's a very frightening targum in the beginning of Sefer Eicha. It's only the fourth pasuk. We don't have to go very far. The pasuk says, "Darchei Tzion Aveilos, the ways of Tzion are in mourning. Nibli Boy Moye, there's no one coming to the celebration. Kol Shehorecha Shoinim, Koyanecha Neenochim Bisulosecha, her young maidens Nugos Himarlan, she is embittered." The targum says, "What are the young maidens? What are they so upset about?" The sul soha safton al di poskul mepak the chamsha asa yoimin beov uvi yoma de kipura dihi the astra yoimin betishrei lechinga bechinugin. Translate that. We all know that lo hayu yomim tovim lishol. There were no greater days of celebration for Klal Yisrael than on the 15th day of Av and on Yom Kippurim Shabbat. On those days, the daughters of Yisrael would go out into the vineyard and dance. They would borrow clothing from one another and they would sing to the boys, and the boys would come and select shidduchim. No one here is foolish to think that this was just a simple social event. The chinga, the dance that took place on Yom HaKippurim and Tu B'Av, represented an unusual hashkocha pratis, a gilu shchina in Klal Yisrael, where people could easily, without any struggle, hear the baskal that goes forth, Arbohim Yoim Koidim Hayitzira, Bas Ployni Leployni. It wasn't an issue. Shidduchim wasn't a discussion. There was a chinga. There was the Hashos HaShchina. Twice a year, Yom HaKippurim. It was simple. And the Targum tells us very clearly that a direct consequence of the Churban Beis HaMikdash is the end of the dance. The Hester Ponim, the lack of clarity, the darkness, the frustration, the helplessness, the struggle. That is a direct consequence of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The ultimate zivug is between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chosan and Klal Yisrael is the Kala. When the zivug between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is Sholein, there's a trickle-down effect. It's easy. Ish v'ishtoi. It comes naturally. But when the bond between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is severed, is distant, there's also a trickle-down effect. There's Hester upon it. There is difficulty. It's not for nothing that at a chasna we make a bracha. Sois tosis v'sogel ho'akara v'kibbutz v'neho l'soicha b'simcha. It's not for nothing we make a bracha. Mehira yishama Hashem elokeinu v'yari Yehuda v'chutzos Yerushalayim kol sason v'kol simcha. It's not for nothing when we break before the chosin and kala leaves the chuppah, they say the pasuk, "Im lo yales Yerushalayim al reish simchasi." It's not for nothing that we are gathering today in a bei hilula, in a wedding hall. Malamed shehamokoim goyrim. This mokoim is in avelus with us for all of those weddings that have not yet happened. People ask, how come we don't find any bracha in the Shmon Esrei for Shidduchim? Let's be realistic. That's what everyone's thinking about when you're davening. Everything is all focused on Shidduchim. So why couldn't Chazal institute a bracha for Shidduchim Zivugim in the Shmon Esrei? It's a good question. The answer is, it's hiding in plain sight. Wherever you look, there's a bakasha for the geula. Shidduchim v'zivugim are directly related to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's clear. clear in this kina. Lizos Yikonin Yimya Bishiya at the time of Churban, Lizos for this tsar of the Ben Ubas, Rabbi Shmuel, is what I'm crying over. And this tsar is with me, Yomim Yomima. Every single day, it burns within me, this tsar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being toveya from us to be misadal on the Churban Beis HaMikdash like never before. This kina is not just for today. This kina is something you can read every day. Every day you can, when there's a feeling of frustration, a lack of clarity, be mishtatef in the tsar of the Ben Bas Rabbi Yishmael. They were real people. Perhaps more real than us. When we are mishtatef in their tsar, that is a direct consequence of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and when we are misadal on the Churban Beis HaMikdash for real, to feel the tsar of Hashem, that He is all alone. The Ribbono Shel Olam is all alone. Then we are doing what we are supposed to do. Let us now read the Kino, Kino Chav Gimel. V'yesnavi chatosi hishmima v'demasi alechi arzimam v'yom zendihi niyarima v'yohimam yomim yomimam evel levenichum chadal chadal mikol kev v'tziri nivdal badal adein abas rabbi shmo kain gadol zichram yikoyd b'luva v'yosima v'yohimam yomim yomima eis nishmu v'nafnu l'shnei adoinim v'heim shechenim zelu mazeh choinim. We're going to go now to Kino Chavav and Chav Zayin. We're going to do these two together. Kino Chavav Chav Zayin is the story when Yirmiyahu will do it, in fact, in reverse order. We'll read it in order, but we'll discuss it in reverse order. The story where Yirmiyahu HaNavi comes out of Yerushalayim and he sees what appears something similar to a woman, but on the other hand, it appears to have the form of a demon. And he asks this woman, "Who are you?" And she says, "I'm not a demon. I'm not an Isha. I represent Knesset Yisrael. I am the Shekhinah. And I am dressed in black. I am in a state of mourning because my children have gone into exile." She gives a riddle, "Hey le'echad, ani v'l'shloisha v'shishim v'achas v'shneim osar. I am one. I come from the Avos, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. I'm part of a nation of 600,000. Moshe Rabbeinu is our leader. I'm part of 12 Shvatim. I'm a student of the Sanhedrin with Moshe Al-Gabon." She has a little riddle. And she goes on to complain and to mourn her lot, and she then demands of Yirmiyahu, Yirmiyahu, why don't you do something about this? Why don't you go to the Ma'aris Machpelah and speak to the Imahos, the Abos and the Imahos, why don't you go to Moshe Rabbeinu, why don't you do something for your people? And indeed, Kin Chavav, he goes, Yirmiyahu, and he cries to the Avos, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, he cries to the Imahos, and they each give forth a unique tefillah on behalf of Klal Yisrael, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds that, what could I do? They are guilty of sin. I have to punish them. Until finally, Hashem is overwhelmed by the cries of the Imahos. We know from the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu focused on the tefillah of Rachel, Inenu, who gave over the simonim to Leah, that her sister should not be embarrassed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately accepts the tefillah. There's just one short point I want to bring to your attention. We find here in the end of Kina Chavav a reference to Bila and Zilpah. The Zilpah maka ponera. The Zilpah is slapping her face in grief. Bila mekoinenes b'shtei yodera. She extends her two hands in mourning. Fascinating. Bila and Zilpah. Do we know anything about Bila and Zilpah? Bila and Zilpah were the mother of four of the Shvat. Bila and Zilpah were the Imahos. And yet in Tanakh, they are anonymous. We know nothing about them. But we do know from the Kina that was written on Pi Ruach HaKodesh, that they mourned, they suffered in our suffering. And this perhaps is a limud musar for us. There are a lot of tragedies, Rahman Lutzlan, out there. And some of them make front page news. They're the headlines. First item in the news, in the Jewish news, the secular news. And we all have sympathy, empathy. We rally behind the person who suffers. We create foundations. We all come together. It's a wonderful thing. But there are many people who suffer in silence. There are many anonymous people who suffer just as much, if not more, than the people who make it to the front page. And the representative of those anonymous people is Bila and Zilpah. They are holy people. They are the mother of four of the Shvatim. We know nothing about them. They are anonymous. But they suffer. They cry, they mourn. And we connect with them today. There are people out there, they may be sitting right next to you, in shul, here, on the bus, on the train, and they suffer. They deserve our respect. They deserve our sympathy. They deserve our help. And when we focus on Bila and Zilpah, we can learn from her, the tsar, that the ordinary, humble person also feels. We're going to do now again together, Kina Chavav and Chav Hei together. Oz b'halach Yirmiyahu al kibayah vayis, v'na matzama is chaviva is mo'atem shaykh vayis, b'neichem galu, uvateihem chare vayis. Vayezu chusah vayis, biaretz, 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 talu vayis, gahu kula mikinim al cheshan banim, davu bekol tachanunim, pene shoychein moinim, vayav toch az bezvachayti lcham risu yishanim, vahim him yu kvaydu besov, vlo yifuachadu vlo yuadu va'alim, nein amihem, vlo yishav vlo vlo, v'eich asapak, al mi yas lo yifuach, zohak, zohak, aman babu ramdachinam. Avuram v'heim chozisa shivram v'yavtochas al tira Avraham. Give me some tissues. Can you get me one in the bathroom? Tall her us by the Navoidozaroi, Suatsulahat size, Paris, Paris, Nishparis.
We come now to Kina Chof Ches. Kina Chof Ches is the Kina of the Dalid Malchios. Kina was written by the Kalir. The Kalir could not have lived past the 11th century. Rashi quotes the Kalir, and it's not possible that I'm saying this for a reason, as I'll show you in a moment. Thank you very much. And in this Kina, the Kalir, he goes through the Dalid Malchios. Let me just jump through some of the expressions in the Kina. If you can follow, try to follow along with me. First, Hu'al, the letter, it's organized by the letters of the Aleph Beis. If you jump down to the letter Hey, Hu'al Arye Misubicho, the lion rose up from his thicket. That refers to Nebuchadnezzar. And it goes further, describes a little bit later on, after the letters Zayin Zinvam Kichavi, he attacked them from behind, the Hidbi. Arioch, the next line, Arioch is Nevuzardan, Kimolovi, Nevuzardan was his butcher, the one, the chief executioner, a reference to the Golis of Bovel. The first of the Dalid Malchios is Bovel, Nevuchadnezzar, Melech Bovel, his chief executioner, Arioch, and it describes here what they did to Yerushalayim at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon. And then letter Tes describes Tosam Modai. Modai is the second Golos, La'abed Chamudai, a reference to Donilish Chamudois, Umoshlam Machmadai, Bakari Madai. We make mention to the poor miracle, Yo'atzon l'chanek b'nei gur mizanek b'fe'echon l'shanek zokin v'yoshish oinol v'yonek. With one bite, they wanted to tear apart the old and the young, the infant and the nursing children. V'eichen achem, a reference to the decree of Haman, l'hashmid l'haragu l'abed eskom ha'yehudim minar v'yad zokin v'yonekot. The miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spirit is strong, we survived the goalness of Poras u'modai. And then we come to the next of Kovdash Shalishis. Shalishis is a reference to Golos of Yovan, Al Kodesh Reishis. Beshetzef Harishis, Bosol Lahoshis.
describes in detail some ideas of the Golus of Yavan. And then comes to Golus of Edoim, Mordo, Edoim, Adushas, Odoim. Other nations join forces with Edom lahashpis Amon, to destroy the Torah, ulahachariv Amon, and to destroy the palace, the Beis Hamikdash ve'Eichenochem. Okay, so I know I've jumped through it very quickly. We're running out of time, but these are the four Malchios, the Dalid Malchios. Seemingly, the Kina should stop right here. There's really nothing more that the Kalir could have known about world history from this point. The Churban of Edoim. But yet, the next couple of lines very clearly seem to describe what happened, the tsaros that happened to Klal Yisrael for the next 1,000 years. So let's go through the lines. Oy Samach. Silo kolabirai, he trampled my warriors, the edrei chaverai, and the flocks of my friends, v'huvlogu gibarai, and my mighty ones, le'en kol evrai ve'eches nochem. That would appear to refer to the asoro haruge malchus. Gibarai koyach, after the churban beis hamikdash, 52 years later, the time of Beitar, the gibarai Torah were martyred. The next line, the ayin oifa nafshi lahorgim l'mispar haharugim ke'ayol urgim. I'm exhausted. First it says, my neshama is exhausted by those that have murdered me, by the number of those murdered. Ke'ayol urgim. Those that were killed, they longed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu like an ayol. V'olecha neherogim. It would seem that this refers to the first crusade. The longing, the yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come close to him, and their conduct, how they dealt with the first crusaders. This seems to be a very apt description. And then it continues, there was not only a first crusade, there were 10 crusades. The crusades lasted for a period of 250 years. Pulatsu b'yom kerov, Achenu b'nei Yisrael were horrified on the days of war. B'mizrach u'v'marav. What more can that refer to than the Malchama between Esav and Yishmael? Aldamam me'oirav kohol v'amrav, in their blood is mixed. The collateral damage, those that were caught in the crossfires, was Klal Yisrael was mixed in their Malchama, an assembly that is truly great. And then it describes the next period of history from the 1500s and onwards, perhaps the 1400s. Tsorois al tsorois, zoom mizum itziros, one tsoro, another tsoro, each one worse than the next. Gedolois uvitzurois aruchois, long ones, veloikit tsoros, not short. Expulsions, blood libels, pogroms, gzeros, inquisition, unfair taxation, Chmelnytsky massacres of 1648-1649, Tsarist Russia, horrors of Gaulis. And then comes the letter Kuf, World War I. Koshut Sinasan the Chagru Chanisan. They tied their shields. They girded their spears, the osfu machanoisam, the camps, the herichu limanisam, they lengthened their furrow. In World War I, 1.5 million Jews fought on both sides of the war, Jew against Jew. 140,000 Jews were killed in World War I. All in this period of koshut sinosam, chagru chanisam, the osfu machanoisam. And then comes Ois Reish, World War II, the Holocaust. Raboi san choisai, v'atsumos kinosai. Many are my sighs, powerful are my laments. Rabu nahamoisai, my mournings are many. V'ato Hashem, ad mosai. How long can this go on? How many will you take? 6 million. And then when we thought World War II was over, the Holocaust has finally come to an end, and the state of Israel has been established in the year 1948, finally a little relief, a Jew can hold his head up high. Shamata cherpasam cherfuni visfasam. Many have commented that the United Nations was created just for the purpose of passing resolutions against Klal Yisrael, to insult, to mock Am Yisrael. You Hashem have heard their insult. Cherfuni visvasam. Shiftam vikimosam. When the nations of the world come together, when they sit down, when they stand up, ani manginasam. I am the topic of their derision, their leitzanis, their resolutions. And then we come to modern day history. What do the Umos Olam say to us in Eretz Yisrael? Tikvaschem eifo, maluchem fo, intifada, terrorism. How many people have lost their lives in Eretz Yisrael in acts of terror? How many families suffer? How many soldiers have died? All in the name of the Umos Olam saying to us, Tikvaschem eifo, what are you hoping for to accomplish in this land? Maluchem fo, what are you doing here? They say to us, Hashem is angry at you and there's no hope for you. Anything that we respond, any logic, even the most impeccable logic that we respond, they just brush off and they tell us nonsense. They tell us that what we're saying are lies. And we long for the fulfillment of the last line of this kina. Ad yashkoif mi mo'al moirid sha'ol v'yo'al v'oz enochem. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look down from on high and He will bring up, He will bring the Geula, He will bring Tchiyas HaMeisim, and then we will find comfort. We'll now read the Kino, Kino Chav Ches. Eich tenachamuni hevel v'chinori nevach li hevel benachlas chevel kovil alai ol sevel v'yech enochem.
I'm on it, I know.
Only a few more left, I know. We're now going to read Kino Lamed Aleph. We're going to sing this together. The custom is to sing the first line that concludes with Betzesi Mimitzroyin out loud, and to recite in an undertone The next line, the alternate line, which concludes with Bitseisi Mirushalayim, until we conclude the very end, Beshuvi Mirushalayim, we once again raise our voices high. Eshtu kadbi kirbim baloisi alibim Bitseisi mimitzrayim Kinim oira lanaskira Bitseisi mirushalayim Ozi asher moishe shir lo yinashe Bitseisi mimitzrayim Tayikainen yirmiya v'nahanihiniya Bitseisi mirushalayim Behesi hiskoinan v'shohachan he'onan Bitseisi mimitzrayim Echanas el shohno laikanon Bitseisi mirushalayim Gale yoham ramu v'chachoyma akamu Bitseisi mimitzrayim Zidunim shatofu v'anoshi yitzofu Bitseisi mirushalayim V'gan shohmayim U'mitzur yozuvu mayim Bitseisi mimitzrayim Ayim amorim Bitseisi mirushalayim Hashkem v'harev Sviva yistar chorev Bitseisi mimitzrayim Korei aleid alam naras Baram Bitseisi mirushalayim Umari kvar hadoinai Ki eish echeles lefonoi Bitseisi mimitzrayim V'cherev nitusha V'tevach nitusha Bitseisi mirushalayim Zehevach u'mincha V'shemen hamishcha Bitseisi mimitzrayim Sigulas alakucha Kitzay litivcha Bitseisi mirushalayim Chahagim v'shabosois U'mofsim v'oisois Bitseisi mimitzrayim Tanis v'yevel Rudayif ha'evel Bitseisi mirushalayim Toivu oyholim Liarboha digolim Bitseisi mimitzrayim V'yole yishuelim Achanoisayim Bitseisi mirushalayim Yoivel u'shmita V'yaret shreiketa Bitseisi mimitzrayim Mochur latznisus V'cholos v'chosus Bitseisi mimitzrayim Kapoires v'yoroin v'yavnei zikoroin Bitseisi mimitzrayim V'yavnei hakahala uchlehei habala Bitseisi mirushalayim Leviim v'haroinim v'shivim zikeinim Bitseisi mimitzrayim V'yksim u'mohinim u'mohichim v'koinim Bitseisi mirushalayim Bo'ishe yareinu v'yaharon yancheinu Bitseisi mimitzrayim V'yuchanet Sav yadar v'hanus kisa b'tseisi mirushalayim Naharoich melchoma v'adoyna ha'yishoma b'tseisi mimitzrayim Rochak mimehenu v'hineyenu b'tseisi mirushalayim Sihisrei foroiches v'sidrei ma'areches b'tseisi mimitzrayim Chaymoni teches v'olai seicheches b'tseisi mirushalayim Ohila uzvachim v'ishay nichoichim Bitseisi mimitzrayim Bicharev midukarim B'nei tzion ha'yikarim Bitseisi mirushalayim Paharei migbois L'chovoid migbois Bitseisi mimitzrayim Shrikois uspihuais Kalois muzvahois Bitseisi mirushalayim Tzihitz azov V'hamshel v'rahav Bitseisi mimitzrayim Kushlach ha'nezer V'yofas ha'ezer Bitseisi mirushalayim Kidu Usha univua uchvoid adonai nira bitseisi mimitzrayim v'golom marah v'ruach atunah bitseisi mirushalayim rihina v'yishua v'chatzitzrois hatirua bitseisi mimitzrayim zahaka hasoylo v'naka haschol bitseisi mirushalayim shulchan u'menoira v'cholil u'kitoira bitseisi mimitzrayim Kesel matzeva b'tseisi mirushalayim Tohira u'seuda u'chlehei hachemda b'tseisi mimitzrayim Sasoin v'simcha v'nos yogoin v'anocha v'shuvi lirushalayim. Okay, we're going to go now to Kina Lamed Vav. Kina Lamed Vav is the classic Kina of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Until now, we've been reading many of the Kinas from the Kalir, and others as well. There's one very unique characteristic about the Kalir. We really don't know who he is. We don't know when he lived. We don't know where he lived. We don't know anything about his family. Everything is speculation, hypothesis. We don't know much about him. And perhaps that is a blessing for us, because just as on Pesach, Moshe Rabbeinu's role is put in the background in order that we focus on the event, not on the person. The message of the Kalir is what's important for us. But like everything in life, we need balance. And sometimes it's good to have a dogma, a person to focus on, a person who is larger than life, and use him as an inspiration for us. The Kalir, the piyut, is second to none as far as poetry, style, expression, rhyme, meter. But the person is even greater. The person who the author of the Kuzari, which was praised by the Ramban, by the Rashba, a person whose essence was to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person who gave up a comfortable life in Spain, a profession, a family, to come to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael. That's the message of the Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. It's not so much what he wrote. The focus is to focus on the person, to use him as a source of inspiration, person for whom we should aspire to follow in his way. Kin lamed vav, tziyo in halos ishalim l'shlem asirayich, darshe shloimech, vehem yeser adorayich, miyamu min mizroch, mitzav and nesemon, shalom l'chol v'kod, shi'i mikola, avorayich, ushlem asir tikva nosin demov, v'gital l'chermoin, v'nichsof lirid tamal harorayich, livkoy sen nuseich anisanim, v'eisech aloim shivas shivuseich, anichino l'shirayich, Libi lebeisel vufneyel noid yehemeh Vulubachanayim v'chol nigeit Tzihoy rayich shom ha-shkina shuhunoloch V'yoy tshirech posach l'mul shah v'shach ha-shalech V'mur ad-meh l'vad ho-yom no-reich V'ehin sar v'shem ha-shvich v'chavim rayich Evcha l'nav shih l'ishtapich b'mukoy Ma'ashir v'ach l'chim shifucha l'bich rayich Ad beis milucha v'yad kiseich v'orel V'eich yosh yosh v'avodim aleich isos Givi raich mi yitneini mishaytei bim koi mois asher miklu elohim lichoi zayich mitzi raich mi yaseli chinafayim vi arichik nidoi ronei levisrei levovi bein lisonayich epol api alei arceich vi erce havonayich limoi lach lach oinein esafarayich av ki abi amdi alei kivrois avoi say vi eshtoi meim alei chevron mibchar kir vorayich Har hu avorim bukhar bukhar asher sham shneorim gedolim mi raich nu nu hoy raich um raich khaye ne shama sav yarsekh mi mod var afka safa dekh vele ves suf ne hoy raich yi nam nam shikh le kho vay im ya khayf ale kho bas shama mam shakhay de raich bim kay maray ne kha shlig nazm kay mi kilu raich ashdar bukhar bukhar Es nis raich ne khir ab li khov shos tsayts ke es ekh zem ki dis khaba klob mes az gevay khve oy ekh lo ye gem yes bam 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 koy say goy nim la tar pi nat ki khvor molu khos lay ben afshimin roy raich es es ke khol ve shte kham raich yes ve khol diva vi en se es shmo raich tsil ki vas ve yahava ve khin oy vi le noyd u vakh nik shlo nafshes khad raich heim hasne khim le shav se khagoy men al shoy be mo se khoy khim al shvo raich mi bar shvi shrafen neg de khum shtakh ve mo ish ne mo mo le yoy khakh shraich edre hamone yashol dolu bin spazrum ne har le give of loy shakh u gir raich hama khazik im shulay khum mis ham sim la noy slag bin san sine sim raich shinu fas shoy sayalu hayal khibalon bin khavo vidam mo smakh raich Wel mi yidamu mishi chayach wel mi hi nivyayach wel mi livyayach mishi raich yishan viyach nuf kildil komal chosolil chos nech liolam ludar dar nizi raich ivol moshav elohayach vi ashrei eno shiv char vi yikra vi yishkoy mechatsadeich ashrei mechake vi yagia vi yibe alo yisoydeich vi yibaku olav shchosh raich We come now to Kina Mem Aleph. Kina Mem Aleph, the Kina from the Maran in Radenburg, Rav Meir ben Baruch, Kina Mem Aleph. And this Kina records the event that took place in the year 1242. Rav Meir ben Radenburg was a young man, 22 years old, and he witnessed the Sreifas HaTalmud. 24 cartloads of manuscripts, 1,200 manuscripts, 200 years before the invention of the printing press, 300 years before the printing of the first Talmud. The tragedy was enormous. It was the beginning, the end of French Jewry. Shortly thereafter, the Jews were expelled from France. And in this Kina, Rami Randberg records the event. At the time, they were uncertain as to the cause, as to the reaction of what they should think. And there was a she'elas chaloi made. The event took place Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. The first word of the parasha is Zos Chukas HaTorah. And in the dream, to one of the tzaddikim of the generation, it was revealed the words of the Targum, Do Gezera Soirais. It's not a good thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided to bring upon the Jews, Klal Yisrael, this tzara for a reason. It was exactly 1 month ago, on the ninth day of Tammuz, that was also Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. The Torah was on trial once again. In particular, there was one pasuk that was put on trial. Vayivre Elokim es ha'odam bitzalloi, bitzelen Elokim bara oisai, zochor unikeva bara oisai. Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, Tov Shin Ayin Hei. This year, the Torah was put on trial. And it was decided that the Torah is guilty. It is antiquated. It is irrelevant. It is not Nitzchis. It does not represent the time. What are the chances that this event would take place on the anniversary of the Sreifas HaTalmud? Is there a greater Chilul Hashem than the Torah to be rejected, a fundamental principle in Yadus, in the Torah HaKadosha, the definition of Bitzelen Elokim, Vayivra Elokim es Adam Bitzalmo Bitzelen Elokim Bara Oisoi Zohar Unikeva Bara Oisoi. Unless we think that it's not our problem, it's not our business, it's not something to talk about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has spoken. He has arranged that this event to take place on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. It is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has answered our chaloim, Do Gezera Soiraisa. We are very fortunate to live in the Medina Shel Chesed. It has never been so good for Klal Yisrael. Religious freedom the United States of America has done for Klal Yisrael enormous chesed in every way possible. We Orthodox Jews have taken far more than our share. And among the numerous chasadim that this country has done for us is to provide an environment that is faithful to the Torah HaKadosha, to the Tzelem Elokim. And it's very tragic that on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, on the anniversary of the Sreifas HaTalmud, that chesed came to an end. And it's something we have to make a very serious cheshbon hanefesh. We'll read now the Kinyan Mem Aleph.
Shali srufa v'esh l'shalohoi ma'vilayich ha'mesavim shuchim mechatsan zivulayich ha'shoyafim ha'afar eretz v'akoyavim ha'nish doimimim alei moi keheid gililayich ha'holuchim ha'shechim v'yenei gavikoy v'lo yomam ha'shoy yizrach alehin v'yolayich l'shvam enoshi enenach b'icha v'lo yomim nimishbar tamim v'koy na'lei tzivaycha ha'chavulayich yiris oinin kastan v'nosyano v'yikron mispein mahar big lolayich Echonisuna be eishoichla to ukal be eishpasa veloin lichu zodim begacha laich adon adina tehi shoichla beroiv hashkeit ufnei ferocha halochisui charu laich teishe beroiv gavol lishpoit bnei el buchol hamish potim tesavi bifli laich oitig zonlis reiftas ishpikukim ulchen ashrish shalom loch gimulaich Subalabin Vuesh, Halavavurze, Nisanerki, Vacherisech, Telahed, Esh, Vishulayach, Sinai Halkin, Bechobacharelohim, Mamas, Bigdalin, Vizrach, Bigdalayach, Vyaslamai Feslados, Kis, Sismaid, Viseved, and Nikivoida, Vehenem Shol Mishalayach, Marshal and Elachashabachal, Mishavinoid, Sofa, Sher Yigva, Kain Ahad, Vimilayach. Tachasni Hil Tiska, Sinai Lubushech, Vesak, Tate, Helibush Al. Minus tachalif simalayich oy with the most adei who can achal viagil the kivroy shnei sorry at silayich moish of yarim yorach of yeshal hayesh terachadosh bechim nisufu gililayich choyde shlishim ruk shahar vihi lahash reschem dosseich vichol yefi kililayich god aleluch ois yoshin adi valtoy lisroy poesh dos hazer tashlum kililayich esma lenavshiyich yarab lichigi achol achrei rois yasher osu shilayich El toich v'choyva kini dachas v'sarfu shlalo yoin Asher timas lavoy ki holayich loy eid holim soderech sulula Achi hoyu avei lois nisiv yoyshe misil lohiich Yum tak b'fi midvahash lim soich v'mashke dimois Ulragla yoyos chobu ki volayich Yerav leina haisho oiv neymei dimoay Adei cholu l'chol machasig b'chnat milayich ach Yachubid, Ridutam Allah, the Chayaya, Vorki, Nichlu, Rachmelin, Dabalayah, Lakat Sarkas, Bahalakh, the Rakhogvi, Mohalina, Sutsalayah, Vani, Hushu, the Dalmudinish, Nishatil, Vamayam, Kisarin, the Roshah, Nigdalayah, Layashma, Oil, the Kolishah, Shorim, Mishamas, Aleki, Nitku, Hamif, Tufikalayah, El Bashvi, Eskas, Pesakil, no Kilim, Odin, Yoklu, Otsmukhol, Yun, Nafshos, Halayah, Esmanur, Al Noyon, Asha Yishrah, El Kol, Aval Yashik, Alai, the Alayah, Zaki, the Malitzur, Al Shurik, Al Khalibolo, Bulugis, Rabaskalai, Higri Lubushak, Ale, Hahafara, Ashayotso, the Khalik Visovso, El Estilai, Kimeyanu say, Yinahanek, Surb Yoshiv, Shibush, Shifte, Yishurun, Yonim Shiflin. Oita Adi Badi, Shari Visoy, Tikhi, Telhim Mohol, Salib, Halai, Yonim Lubavi, Surik, Orlok, Viagil, Hoshek, Vioi, Rafe, Loyer. We're now going to read a kina to commemorate the Holocaust. This year, this Tisha B'Av, is the 70th Tisha B'Av since the end of the Holocaust. Yimei Shenoseinu Bohem Shivim Shana. It's a new tkufa, a new era. How do we relate to the Holocaust after 70 years? Statisticians debate if we have even replenished our numbers. How many Jews were living at the time before World War II and how many are living now? Have we really replenished the 6 million? It's not even certain that we've even reached those numbers yet. Today, in addition to the Holocaust, there's another event that perhaps we can use to shed light on how to relate to the Holocaust after 70 years. The Harugei Beitar. On Tisha B'Av, Beitar was destroyed. Beitar, Chazal tell us, was a city filled with Talmidei Chachamim. Chazal applied the pasuk, Goda Keren Yisrael. The pride, the best of Klal Yisrael were destroyed with the Churban of Beitar. Beitar, the Churban of Beitar was unlike the Churban of the Beis HaMidosh. The Beis HaMidosh was a Churban on the temple. The goal was not genocide. The goal was not to destroy Am Yisrael. Beitar, the goal was, Lahashmid, Laharog, Ula'abed, Eskol HaYehudim.
Minar v'yadzokein taf v'noshim b'yoyim echad. And that's exactly what they did. Beitar, the brutality was beyond description. They were not even given, permitted to bury the dead. They used the bodies as walls. They used the blood to fertilize a vineyard. But it came a time, a new tukufa in Klal Yisrael. 18 years later, Vayakam Melech Chodosh, a new king came to power and gave permission for Klal Yisrael to bury the dead. And at that time, Chazal instituted a bracha to commemorate the Harugei Beitar. Hatoiv vehanetiv. Hatoiv shenitnu sheloi hisrichu. Their bodies miraculously did not decay over 18 years. Vehanetiv shenitnu lekvura. Perhaps this is a model for us when we reflect back at the Holocaust 70 years ago. It's a new tukufa v'ayokam melech chodosh. But in hindsight, we look back and we recognize hatoiv sheloi hisrichu the kedoshim. Their bay did not decay. They have propelled Klal Yisrael to achieve accomplishments, success, bracha that was beyond the wildest expectations of the Kedoshim as they entered the gas chambers. Tehamitiv. Shedinu l'kvura. Is there a greater kovod hanes than Klal Yisrael sitting today on the floor and mourning over the kedoshim? And we eat tonight, and we eat every day, and we come to the fourth bracha in Birchas Hamazon, and we celebrate life. V'ochalta v'savatu v'erachta. Remember, Hamelech Hatoiv. Vehanetiv lakol shebechol yoyim v'yoyim hu hetiv hu metiv hu yetiv lanu. Who are the ones in whose merit we live today? Who are the ones who sheloi hisrichu? Their memory has not decayed, has not paled, has not diminished one iota. It's the kedoshim of the Holocaust. Hamelech Hatoiv Vehanetiv Lakol. We're going to read the Kina of Rav Schwab. It's found at the end of most of the Kinois. Hazoicher Maskirov. After we conclude the Kina of Rav Schwab, we're going to recite Elit Zion, verse by verse. And after Elit Zion, there's one more Kina we'll recite right away. Shoimroi. This is the same Kina that we recited last night. And then the Chazan will come back and we will recite Ashrei Volatzion, and we will conclude with a Kaddish Kaddish Sholem without Tiskabel. A Kaddish Sholem without Tiskabel is equivalent to a Kaddish Yosun. Some of the Mefarshim tell us that when we recite this Kaddish, we're really reciting a Kaddish for all of the Kedoshim, for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Churban. So we please ask everyone to please pay attention to the Kaddish and answer Amen with Kavan. Hazoich Maskirov, Dor Dor Ukidoshov, Beis Hashem Oz Bichartanu, Yiskor Deroin Shoulder Acharoin, Oyo Mehoyolanu, Shitufe Mabul Dom Shemosu Navshoisom, Kol Shikue Imke Haboko, Yifkide Melchim Be Artsoy Sachayim, the Adea Ad Zichram Livrocha. Suel of Kapayim Ahoy Shamayim, Hoy Ameta, the Shivte Yisrael, Edois Kihilois, Odim Uglilois, Havur, Havurois, Mos Sodois, Komoa de Elit, El Pagimaim, Terad Noinayim, El Ashtois Nachle, Hadmos, Ale Alfe, Alof and Gufim, נשרופים במויש החורבן וזוויס ועל שרי התורה מחזיקי מוסרוס ועל פרחי הכהונה הצעירים ועל חובשי מדרושיס ומוירים ומוירוס תינקוס בסרבן יקירים על בנאיס בית חייס וסבים וסבויס ועל זרו מטפם שיולדו וגם לרבו סרבויס נהאהבים בחיים ומויסם לא נפרדו אסתם דרויש כי סיסא אס רויש של כל נידוף לאוליהם הטרופים כל נפשו סמאס בימי שבע ועושה שישם אלפיף עונים אלופים שילי שי הלבוי הרם בברק זעם סויר מקרמי החמנו האופתום כל אדם לא זכר צער ומעל אל תמחה מספר כוסף וזכורנו אוקוס ורעש לאוקוס עוז יובלו רצח יוערי דמיהם בדימוי סובליהם לא ששכחתם רצח כל חילו גניחו נהי צריחו משתודי להקו יסק לבים זכור וספור בנויד חוד צרור ארס נקוי מלבוין עלובים במחנויס הפירוגים כאב ונגוהים ופחי נפשטויס אגומויס חרפויס וצחויס כלימוס ורויק פיצי הקרויס איומויס ורעובוין צימוין שיגוין עיצובוין וחישלוין נחשולים בלי חויח חונקויס חולול מכל יוחד ולול חולילו לכל מלישקויח וסימויס ושם וקידה מכבשון תילי תילים עצמויס וגידים חדרי הרעל כל שאוגויס מקהל הנך נוקים תויכתוי הועידים סירכוין גופויס וגביויס סיגופויס גלעלדו מן אדמאס נויעצים איך הופכו תורפיהם ובויריס חלוויהם ואורי יש לקישות האנושים וקריצס אצבויס של ראשי הפרויס למין שיבוד פרח צלמודס לשמאל ואיך יורו יוויוס על חופי הברוס ביסוי חיבוד כל קבר הורידם שאול איך ידעו אחי עושה מסרס ונסים וקויסוס תארי לו מידי רופים אחזויוס פליטי חסר הידים במחילוס וססור מובטמילו ומרוות הישמן כמורים ססם ולדברי הגילו הוי אריאל ומדבליו לסכסידכם צוין קדושם יאים לאשר אושם ולסכם ביחו נכו הוי וקד שישנך בכל שמה ישול מוסשו נפש לא אהל שו יעשפים ויד יוי מאחרוין הצטיקו דין ויעף אני מאמים אנו ושרו שירס ביטחון וכן ישרון כי יוסם ונתון בלי כבודים להשתר תיאח למעצי ואיפה לכבוי סיבה מסלב לבו לבו ורסח רק נסקי חדו מחזור יח זוז אך אז קורוי סם תויס הסמלי שוכח והורי אפרי עקידו סם תרומוס תשנו מזרח מי אמה לצא ישראל אשר דייתו נחי נתרפס ושאיר סאפר כמעט מזר ואיך קוי מוסם היום נחלס אל חיים רחיים עדוס חנחיים אשר לא אמו אשר חנוי ונחספס אור חודש תזיח קרני הוי תצליח ברוח אלוהים מרחי אפס אליציואין ביורהו כמו אישו וצירהו וחיפשו לו חגור עשה קהל בעל נעורהו עלי ארמוין אשר נוטש ביאש מסוי נדוריהו ביאל ביאס מחור פייל בסייך מקדש חדוריהו עלי גולוס משור סייל מני משיר זימוריהו ויעל דומו מאשר שופח כמוי מימי אוריהו עלי הגיועד מחוי להו אשר דומם באוריהו ויעל ועד אשר שומם וביטול סנהדריהו עלי זבחי סמידהו ופיד יויני ביחוריהו ועל חילול כלי היכול ומסבח כתוריהו עלי
Alechavoy Rasher Golo, the Eskurban, the Vireho, the Alechates, Asher Lochats, with some Sakin Hagureho. Alei machat zirohiv makoi sasher hukun nizireho v'al niputz alei sela oylo leho unioreho. Alei simchas oyeveho sochaku al shivoreho v'al inu b'nei choyrin nidiveho tehoyreho. Alei fesha sheheri v'so siluhul derech ashureho v'al tzevois kiholeho shizufeho shechoyreho. Alei koilois mechorefeho b'yeis rabu figoreho v'al rikshas migadefeho b'sech mishkan chatzeireho. Alei shimcho asher chulal b'fi konei mitzireho v'yahal tachan yitzav chuloch kishoy v'shema Amoreho. Elitzion v'yohoreho kimo yishov v'tzireho v'chivsulo chagur asak ahal bal ni'ureho. Shoimroin, kol titein mitzun yavonai liyaretzach heres yitzun yavonai v'yoliva tizak nisuv ramonai v'toymetzion azon yavonai loy loch loch liba v'chashoiv onyech ki oni hasam shili choyech v'shivu l'cholim ani yoholo sudo v'gadli v'koshi v'kom olai kachashi v'yom 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 Ule mixa sayonim shilanti nishi v'siglas peleser v'chales peyi chen dosi posha v'tzileset yi v'lach lach v'chavor noso es shivi doi mi oholivo v'yal tivki kivichi shino say chorchu v'lo yorchu shono m'shivo oholivo ani kreine kashti v'aluf neurai goholo v'gadati doi mi oholom kivo ni zohadi nadvirat achas rab rabois nadadati hine b'yara kastim pamayim nulkadati v'shivio anio l'vovel yorati v'nishav ahichla shaboy nichbadati v'lashivim shono b'vovel nifkadati v'shavt l'cionoi v'hichol yosadati gam zoi sapanat lo yamadati ar l'kol l'kochani edem l'chban avarati v'alkohol z'asimoy. Hachoyim l'adal chavla v'lusam reishu v'lusam reishu v'lusam al tiksef admoru reishu v'lusam y'alo adres gravenu v'sich l'usam v'fono eshu v'al menachim v'lusam kiyato sever yato v'lusam chadish yomeni kimea kadmoni kino mecho boni gishan adonai tirachim tzion kashu amato usuchu yonecho kashu dibat et mar shulot v'soch shkulo v'soch l'ushlai b'rachim b'onim kako suvel yato v'yach lochin koyim ra adonai shafti l'ushlai b'rachim b'isi yibon bo num adonai tzvos v'kov yinote al yushaloyim v'nemar oin koro lemar koyim ra adonai tzvos od tifut sen horai ביטוי וניחם אדוני אוי דסיון ובוחר אוי בירושלים ונאמר כי ניחם אדוני ציון ניחם כל חורבוי סכו ויוסן מדברו כעידן וערבו סוף יגן אדוני סוסוין ושמחו ימוצא בו תוידו וכל זמרו אשרי יושבי וסכו עוד יחלו חסלו.